The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Late October has arrived, and the 2020 football season has only two regular season games remaining. At the beginning of each year, a team circles a few special games on their schedule, and for the 5-3 Clay County Bulldogs, tonight is one of those nights. The Clay Countyans find themselves with many possible outcomes yet remaining for their postseason destiny. A tight race amongst Region 4A's top teams leaves scenarios in play that could place the Dogs anywhere from region champs with home field advantage throughout the playoffs all the way down to fifth place in postseason elimination. It's with those unknowns in place that head coach Jake Johnson gets ready to set loose his black and gold batters onto his alma mater of Monterey High School for the third time in his career. Johnson is yet to beat the team that he played for, and tonight would be the perfect time to break that drought. The 5-1 Wildcats make the 40-mile trip into the heart of Bulldog country, fresh off a COVID-induced bye week, to meet Clay County, who suffered a one-sided defeat at the hands of the White County Warriors last Thursday. Seventh-year head coach Scott Hughes is 4-2 against the Dogs during his tenure on the mountain, holds a two-game win streak, and sees no reason to take his foot off the gas. Everything's on the line as the Wildcats and the Bulldogs meet for the 75th time.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally, independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show in our eighth broadcast of this 2020 football season. We're getting set to call this big, huge Region 4A matchup between Clay County and Monterey. This is the sixth time this year that we're here at home in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, high top Joe Neal Leeds Stadium. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll bring you the play-by-play action this evening. Joining us later will be our network producer, the inspirational Rob Edwards, but joining me right now, our analyst, founder, and catalyst for success, Thomas Weaver.
Appreciate the kind introduction, as always, Daniel. This is the one we've been waiting for. You know, it doesn't get any better than this. A home playoff on the line. You talked about some other possibilities that could fall into place. And like I always say, there's no place I'd rather be than right here with you and Coach later on when he gets here, getting ready to call what I'm going to say is going to be another epic battle between the Dogs and the Wildcats.
I agree. I think so. They've owned us the last 20 years, 5-15. Our Clay County against Monterey in the last 20 years. However, we have had wins, and they've come closely, so I expect a hard-fought close game tonight, much like last year's heartbreaking 9-6 overtime defeat.
Yeah, that was my next comment. You know, it was a slugfest at Monterey a year ago, you know, and Clay County missed out on a region title. And you don't hear this much about a walk-off overtime field goal. A lot of adjectives there on that loss. And, you know, honestly, it left a bad taste in the Dog's mouth, and I didn't take it well either, Daniel. I'm ready for a Wildcat beatdown tonight, but it's not going to come easy, is it, Daniel?
It's not. The last time we beat this team was here at John Peoples Field. It would be 4 years ago when our seniors were freshmen. It's time. It's time for it to happen. Monterey's good. 7-1 record, I think, overall. Only been beaten by undefeated Bledsoe, so it's not going to come easy.
It's not. But you know what? I think this Clay County team's on a mission tonight. I think they're ready for the challenge because these Dogs, they're a pretty determined bunch, and we've seen that all year long. No matter the circumstances, they lay it on the line. And, you know, there's somebody else that's always been determined to complete their mission, and that's those who continue to answer the call to make these broadcasts possible. We do it every week, Daniel, and we want to make sure that all of our sponsors understand how important they are to us. We wouldn't be here without them.
We wouldn't. You were describing the Dogs. I was thinking of the term resiliency. Resilient, that's our sponsors, too. Fourth year in, never have had a shortage of folks willing to help us out here on the Horizon Sports Network. We appreciate them. Go out and do business with them. We try to. Great businesses here in Clay County.
No doubt. We also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper each week because that's where this all started. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the print media my brother and my father and I put out every week. We hope folks will support that too. Up next, as we do every broadcast and pregame show, we'll talk about what was in the paper this week in our Horizon Weekly Recap. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's tough loss to White County. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game by reading excerpts from this week's Del Hall Horizon. You know, Daniel, the headline read, "Dogs playing for home playoff Friday night." And the story talked about how, despite falling to the larger White County school without some key pieces, including Dalton Goode and Keaton Arms, who are back tonight, Clay County is ready to put that non-conference loss behind them and concentrate on what really matters, the region where the postseason seeding is at stake. And, you know, that loss to the Warriors was really a result of a slow start, because the Dogs hung in there for the final three quarters of that game, even though they were outmatched personnel-wise, as your summary is going to show, Daniel.
It does. It starts off talking about that slow start. The Dogs went three and out on their first four possessions. White County scored at will during that time, but Clay County didn't quit following that early onslaught. They held the Warriors scoreless in the second stanza, and then actually cut it to a two-score game on their first drive of the second half. After forcing a punt, watching a White County field goal miss its mark, and using a diving interception by senior Bryson Birch at the end of the final third of the first half, the Dogs carried that momentum into the end zone early in the third quarter. Sophomore Alec Kerr turned what was disguised as a reverse run into a 32-yard touchdown pass to senior Jacob Burnett when he lofted a perfect pass into the wide-open receiver's hands just before he crossed the line of scrimmage, to the surprise of the Warriors and everyone assembled in Joe Neal Leach Stadium. Sophomore Levi Garrett followed up the trick play strike with the extra point, and Clay County cut the deficit to 22-7 with 9:02 left in the third quarter. But White County immediately answered to reclaim a 21-point advantage on their ensuing possession. Clay County did threaten again in the final frame behind good runs from Kerr and sophomore Jimmy Burchett, but neither team scored down the stretch, leaving the final tally at White County 28, Clay County 7.
It was a struggle, especially on the offensive side for Clay County, against that much larger White County school. And they only mustered a total of 84 yards on offense on 40 snaps, including 27 yards passing on 13 attempts, and 57 yards rushing on 27 carries. Jimmy Burchett was 3 for 12 for just negative 5 yards, and Kerr had the one ball for 32 yards. It was a touchdown, and that accounted for the yards through the air. Completions were to Kerr, 2 for negative 2. Junior Carson Sharp caught 1 for negative 3. And then the big touchdown, the 32-yarder to senior Jacob Burnett. Kerr was also the leading rusher with 5 carries, 48 yards. Sophomore Joseph Markham had 4 carries for 8 yards. Sharp, 8 carries, 1 yard. Jimmy Burchett, 11 carries, 0 yards. Defensively, Bryson Burchett led the way with 10 tackles, 3 of those for loss, and he had the INT. Kerr and junior Wade Coons each had 8 stops apiece. Garrett, Markham, and Sharp all recorded 7 tackles. Jimmy Burchett finished with 4. Seniors Seth Eads and Burnett and sophomore John Hamilton each had 2 tackles. And freshman Austin Anderson and Hayden McGee both had 1 stop apiece. You know, Daniel, we're talking about what was in the newspaper. Our lead story of that last week was a tough one. And, you know, that headline read, "Legendary Bulldog coach and player Joe Neal Eads passes at the age of 82, and it's been a tough week for Bulldog Nation here.
It has. You talk about someone who was the face of the program for 3 decades, and he's gone. We have prepared some things here that we want to read off, and then perhaps we'll discuss Coach Eads a little bit on a personal level before we go to break. Mr. Joe Neal Eads was a tremendous human being, a teacher, friend, mentor, and role model to all that knew him. Joe Neal Eads proudly played halfback and safety for head coaches Clifton Carter and John Teeples during the 1953 through 1956 seasons. Eads, who was listed at 5'6" and 125 pounds during his playing days, was a starter in two consecutive Tobacco Bowl appearances his sophomore and junior years. Serving as team captain his senior year, he guided the Bulldogs to an Upper Cumberland Conference championship. The four teams that Eads played on had an impressive combined record of 31-7. Mr. Eads began his coaching career in 1969 at Salina High School, where he was the mainstay and pillar of Bulldog football for 30 years. He served as the trusted advisor and right-hand man to seven different head coaches during his career, assisting John Teeples for one season, Bobby Westmoreland for two, Harold Watson for 10, Russell Richardson for 9, Randall Walker for 1, David Three for 2, and Jerry Strong for 2 seasons. Eads was the head coach himself for 3 seasons in 1992, 93, and 94. He was also an outstanding classroom teacher of math, chemistry, and biology for 27 years and was the Salina High assistant principal for 4 years. Mr. Eads had a knack for connecting with his students and curtailed his instruction and discipline management to meet their individual needs. Jonell Eads retired from his coaching and teaching career after the 1999-2000 school year. He was inducted into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame in 2011 as part of its second class, and in 2016, surrounded by his family, friends, and former players, Mr. Eads had the football stadium here at Clay County High School named in his honor. Jonell Eads was the standard bearer of Bulldog football for 30 years. He was a man that didn't always have much to say, but when he chose to impart his wisdom, everyone listened. He led by example and often a tough one, but he loved his players and they loved him. Even though he was small in stature, he was always the biggest man in the room. We here at the Horizon Sports Network take our hats off to Coach Jonell Eads. It is with sadness yet immense pride and respect that we dedicate this broadcast to him. Thomas, I know you were sophomore, junior, and senior during those 3 years. He was the head coach. Talk for just a few minutes before we go to break about what Coach meant to you. You were right there with him.
I was, Daniel, as were a lot of men. And, you know, I, just thinking about it, I wrote down a few points. You know, you mentioned it. He's just a head coach for 3 years. He was selfless. You know, he gave his life to Bulldog Nation. 30 years coaching, only 3 as a head coach. You know, he didn't want the spotlight, didn't care for the politics of it. He just wanted to simply coach football and mentor young men, and he did a great job at it.
Yes.
Coach Eads was old school. You know, he believed in riding his horses. He believed in coming straight at you, and he did that. He did that well. But he was also an innovator, I thought. You know, at the same time while he was pounding you, he'd mix in some options. A screen pass. I mean, that was huge back in the day. And then you all know all about the little flea flickers that he liked to run. And, you know, one thing that people probably don't realize, and it's prevalent today, he was running the zone stretch play before it was called that. He called it a sprint out draw.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
But basically, that's how Gary Davis, all-time leading rusher, got his yards because of Jonell Eads' scheme.
Jimmy Crancole also in the 80s, same thing.
Stretched them out and cut it up. And, you know, he used that mix to produce the greatest offensive players ever in Bulldog history, the greatest quarterback, Stephen Arms. So it wasn't just about running. You know, he could open up the playbook. And then the two greatest backs we just mentioned. And you said that he led by example. And to me, it's because you knew he had already done it. He'd been there. People would tell you stories about him, how great of a player he was. And, you know, and he did it in practice. Daniel, he's 60-plus years old when he was coaching me. Could run a better route than any receiver I had on the field. And he would do that. He was out there with you, and you knew if he could do it, by George, you better.
You better try to. That's right.
He loved the rivalries. That's one thing I
hated. Hated Gordonsville.
That's right. Hated Gordonsville. Hated Livingston. So what I've got written down, he had hate for who he needed to, but respect for all is what Coach Eads had. And I said at his funeral with Sam Daniels, one of my teammates, and we were talking about one of the few times we've seen him express joy. He had a lot of happiness in his life. That's not what I'm saying. But
right. Showed that emotion.
We beat Livingston our junior year. That's the happiest I've ever seen him when we beat the Hall guy. So, but he was tough. He demanded respect without saying a word, just like you said. You know, Caleb talked about it at the funeral that maybe he kind of feared him. It wasn't really fear. I wasn't scared of him, but
almost the reverence for Coach Eads, you know, and I mentioned in there, even though he's a small guy, I always felt like he's the biggest guy in the room. I was almost twice his size, but you couldn't have convinced me at all that he wasn't the bigger guy, you know, kind of guy
so,
he was.
So some feared him, some respected him, you know, but when he needed it, he let the other side through too. He cared about you. Just a true legend. You know, he loved his alma mater, loved his community, loved his family, loved his players like no other. Meant so much to me personally, and I'm just one guy. Think about all the men that Joe Neal Eads touched throughout his life.
Hundreds of individuals, Thomas. As I said, it is with immense respect that we do dedicate tonight's broadcast to Mr. Joe Neal Eads. Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show, and it is time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. As we always do, first we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Bulldogs have made the TWSWA playoffs for three consecutive seasons and have 22 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 9-22. Their furthest advancement was the semifinals in 1985. The Wildcats of Monterey have also advanced to three consecutive postseasons and have 22 playoff appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1985. Monterey has a playoff record of 2-22, with their furthest advancement being the semifinals in 2014. Now, you may say, how's that possible since they've only won two games? They had a first-round bye that year, both of their wins coming in that 2014 season where they advanced to the semifinals. These teams are meeting for the 75th time in their histories, first squaring off in 1937. The longest Bulldog winning streak is 25 games from 1967 to 1991. Thomas, what a stat there, 25 years of Bulldogs over Wildcats.
Yeah, and, you know, it was dominant for a long time. Unfortunately, that ended.
Well, I wasn't going to mention that.
Yeah, my sophomore year.
The longest Wildcat winning streak is 5 games from 1998 through 2002. The largest margin of victory for the Black and Gold came in 1958. The Dogs won 83-0. That is the high-scoring game in Clay County / Salina High School history. Our worst defeat came in 2000 when Monterey won 69-12. The Bulldogs' all-time series record is 46-26-2 against the Wildcats. However, in the 21st century, Clay County is only 5-15 versus Monterey. So it's been rough these past 20 years. We have several stat leaders to share with you. I'll let Thomas start there. Let him take care of all three of the rushing categories.
Sounds good, Daniel. Rushing yardage, the leader, the all-time leader in rushing. Gary Davis had a monster game in 1993, 276 yards. Rushing touchdowns, had three tied with four, 1958, Douglas Pace, 1984, Hall of Famer Craig Ogletree, and also in the Hall of Fame is Gary Davis in 93, that big 90 head, also had four touchdowns. And then here's one that we've mentioned a time or two, 1999, Daniel Strong broke one for 88 yards. You must have could scoot, cuz.
Down the sideline, once I got my legs unwound a little. Passing yardage leaders against the Wildcats, 265 yards back in 1976 by Hall of Famer Roger Short. Passing touchdowns, same game, four of them for Roger Short in 1976. And the receiving yardage leader, actually, let me jump down here. Let's go ahead and cover the longest touchdown hookup between a quarterback and receiver. And that was your little brother, John Weaver Thomas, his freshman year back in 1994. He threw it to your classmate, Kevin Rich, for a 76-yarder.
We always like to talk about that. He made stars of that in the Tennessean and mop-up duty when we just smoked the Wildcats.
I'll let you do the receivers and the tacklers.
Receiving touchdowns, we have all, how many is that?
Six.
With two receiving touchdowns, 1980 Hall of Famer Darrell Reeser, 2012 Chris Nagy, 2014 Wyatt Mabry, 1974 David Henson, 1987 Joey Eads, and 1976 William Collins. And then on the defensive side, maybe the greatest linebacker ever played here, Kenny Garrett, had 18 tackles in 1987.
Receiving yardage leader Cody Collins back in 2008. He had 150 yards receiving in a win over the Wildcats. Jumping to sacks, David Henson, that great 1974 season, a classmate of our Uncle Bill's. He had four sacks in the contest. Interception leader, three of them, Thomas. 1988 Hall of Famer Bobby Tupi Kerr, father of Alec, who's currently a sophomore Bulldog, three interceptions in the game against the Wildcats.
Longest interception return touchdown, Brian Burchett, an 80-yarder in 1989. Longest kickoff return touchdown, Jared Markham, 2015, 87 yards. And the longest punt return touchdown came from Wayne Key in 1971 from 75 yards out to the house.
Folks, that concludes our opponent portion of About the Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we'll return with our lustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to About a Bulldog History. So far this season, we've talked about the 1950, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, and 1980 Bulldog teams. Tonight, we look at 1985. Indiana basketball coach Bobby Knight infamously threw a chair out onto the court. Mike Tyson made his professional boxing debut. The Kansas City Royals won the World Series. And fourth-year head coach Russell Richardson took his mighty Bulldogs all the way to the single-A state semifinals. Deepest run ever by a black and gold squad. Looking at a picture of them here, good number of individuals on this squad, almost 40 Bulldogs on this team. Good scenery there behind them, Thomas. You can see the old scoreboard. Got Bank of Salina, Scott's Best Way, and Dairy Chef, all sponsors back in 1985 on it there. And this is an all-star cast of players. Many who saw them play very well remember the heroics that they had, particularly through the postseason run that they made. They finished with an 11-3 record. They put up 25.9 points per game. That ranks them 10th all-time as far as scoring offense goes. They gave up a pretty slender 10.1 a game. And this is a team in our Horizon Sports Network power ranking several years ago, tied for sixth. But you know what? Safe to say that this is right there amongst those all-time greats for those undefeated years. This is one of the greats. I heard about this all my life, this semifinal team. Thomas, I'll let you talk about them and share who the players and coaches were.
No doubt, and we caught a little flack for the Horizon Sports Network power ranking at the time, and well-deserved probably, but it was totally unbiased,
right.
Straight-up stat-based, that kind of thing. It's really the only way you can do it.
Right, we were disappointed that they fell at six.
We did, that's right, we were worried about it, honestly. But what a team it was, and made up of nine freshmen. William Strong, Rob Eads, Marty Rich, Joey Eads, Tony Maxfield, Scott Barlow, Pat Smith, Tony Maxfield, and the Hall of Famer Kenny Garrett as a freshman. 11 sophomores, William Burble, Larry Copeland, Richard Wicks, Stevie Key, Troy Watson, Jimmy Melton, Tony Watson, Mark Jenkins, Kenny Meadows, Johnny Rich, and Hall of Famer John Carlisle. And then six juniors, Daniel, David Arms, Randy Nixon, Jeff Eads, Michael Thompson, Craig Ogletree, and Kevin Watson, both in the Hall of Fame. And then that 10-fold senior group they had that included Randy Copeland, Pat Teeples, Dwayne Smith, Mark Sproat, Eddie Barlow, Brian Hossel, Rob Weir, Jeff McLaren, William Markham, and the great Jimmy Crank Hull. Head coached by legendary Russell Richardson and, of course, Coach Joe Neil Eads and Randall Walker were the assistants at the time. Managers Brian Bowles, Mark Daniels, Wally Maxwell, Gary Head, and Joey Roten. A whole list of legends there.
Absolutely. Got Hall of Famers sprinkled into each class there. Just a great squad. Thomas, let's go through their schedule that season. They opened up with a win over Jackson County, 38-0, where Craig Ogletree was the workhorse, scored three rushing touchdowns in that contest. Next week, they down Redbone Springs 34-6 to get to 2-0. Week three, beat Gordonsville 21-6. That was a big game for him. Crank Hull had 189 rushing yards. Johnny Rich had three sacks on the defensive side. And Kevin Watson and Brian Hossel hooked up for a 70-yard touchdown pass. So they open up 3-0, feeling real good. Then put it to Baxter, 36-0 in week four, where Crank Hull turned it on for three rushing touchdowns. Then they ran into a tough Smith County team. Smith County, a double-A school at that time. I think there were three classifications. The Carthage Owls were putting together a great season, and they bested the Dogs. 13-24 was the final, putting Clay County at 4-1 after the opening half of that season. Starting the back half of their schedule, they won over the Monterey Wildcats. Monterey must have been pretty good that year because the final was 15-3. Crank Hull turned out 151 rushing yards in that one. Then they had a loss to Watertown, 14-16, very tight there in that contest. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, a pretty messy night, similar to what we're seeing right now out the Twin Lakes broadcast booth window. Week 8, Macon County. Salina beat them 35-6. Craig Ogletree churned out 166 rushing yards, and half of that came on one play, a 75-yard rushing touchdown by the big bruising fullback his junior year. Then they beat Livingston. I know you love this one, Thomas. Bulldogs 41, Hawkeye 8 behind Jimmy Hull and his 3 rushing touchdowns.
Gotta love that right there. You know, and that's probably where this ranking deal fell. The 2 losses during the regular season had a lot to do with that ranking also, but I'll take 2 if I can get 1 over Hawkeye.
That's right. Finished up regular season play with a beatdown of East Robertson, 40-6. Crank Hill had 4 rushing touchdowns in that game. Then they entered this infamous postseason run. They met Friendship Christian in Salina. Pretty tough game here. Beat them 26-7, though, aided and abetted by a whole lot of rushing yards, once again, by the great. A lot of folks say that he was better than Davis. That's a great argument to have. Davis had more yards, but Jimmy Crank Hill played big in big games, 243 rushing yards in this first-round playoff game with 4 touchdowns. Craig Ogletree turned it on defensively with 18 tackles. They met Franklin Road again in Salina, beat them 27-18. Kickoff return touchdown of 89 yards by Crank Hill, and the game was closed out by an interception return touchdown by William Markham of 55 yards, so a huge win over the Rebels. We failed to them a lot of times over the years.
We have, and that's, you know, 2 privates right off the bat and fixing to talk about another one.
This probably the greatest win.
That's what I was going to say.
Greatest win in Bulldog history.
You know, talking about a signature win, this is it right here.
Go on the road to Knoxville Catholic. They had a running back. I can't remember his name. I'm sure some of our listeners would. He was just a stud. They thought in East Tennessee he was the guy. Crank Hill came and showed them that he was the guy with 193 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. Knox Catholic fell, the Fighting Irish, I think they are, fell to the Dogs 23-7 in that quarterfinal game. And I know we've called Jimmy Crank Hill's name a lot, but he would be the first to tell you about this great offensive line he had. This was a team effort.
No doubt about it. And, you know, this is just a legendary season. You know, we talk about it over and over and over. We haven't been anywhere close to that, Daniel. We've second-rounded it, but that's it. These guys went to the semifinals. Unfortunately, we know what happened there.
They did meet South Pittsburgh and Salina. You know, I would have loved to have been there talking to Kevin Donaldson the other day. I asked him about this. What was that atmosphere like? Because I think that's the biggest game of the year, those semifinal games. You go to a state championship, and it's in a bigger stadium and a neutral site. You kind of lose the atmosphere. That semifinal game, chance to go play for a gold ball. It's in somebody's home stadium. It don't get any better than that. Unfortunately, the Pirates did come up and beat the Dogs 35-0 in that one to finish that Bulldog season. An unprecedented 14-game season. They were 11-3 overall. South Pittsburgh goes on the next week to lose the state title game to Hollow Rock Brewston, I believe. Thomas, final thoughts on that team before you give the football queen and the cheerleaders?
Well, that's just the one you like you said, you grow up hearing about it. Despite all the rest that were right in front of you, the guys you basically worshipped and talked about, this was the legendary team of my era.
Yeah.
The one that everybody wanted to try to match, and it hasn't been done yet.
No, that's true. That is true. Cheerleaders from that year, Kim Neely, Kim Fox, Lisa Strong, Christy Yeats, Virginia Birch, Lee Dawson, Amy Webb, and Patty Bowles, and the football queen in 1985 was Christy Yeats. It's been our pleasure to discuss the 1985 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 35th anniversary. And this has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible.
including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Up next on the Carquest Pregame Show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson. And still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineup. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County hosting Monterey, where the 5-3 Dogs will take on the 5-1 Wildcats with a home playoff game on the line. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson and senior lineman Dalton Gold for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, as always, thanks for having us over today.
Thanks for coming, Thomas.
Dalton, appreciate you sitting down with us.
No problem.
Coach, last week, without this guy sitting beside you and a couple of other important pieces, the Dogs just didn't have much success against the larger White County team. But as always, I was impressed by their will. You know, after that first quarter, I thought they hung in there pretty good.
Well, you know, the first quarter, you can tell we hadn't played a game in 20-odd days, you know,
right,
with the COVID cancellation and fall break and a short week. It was the perfect storm. You know, early we just weren't focused. We weren't ready. But, you know, those next three quarters we really tuned in. And, you know, it was more of an even contest. But, unfortunately, against a quality opponent, you know, you dig yourself in a hole that deep, it's hard to get out. You know, especially when you're missing a few key components, which we should have back this week. And this guy's one of them, a big part of what we do.
And, Dalton, that's kind of what we've seen all year long from this team. No matter the circumstances, there's no quit in you guys. Even if you're just playing for pride, that's really caught my eye all year long. Where's that come from?
Well, we're always just ready to play.
You know, against a team like that, got down 22-0 and then held them scoreless without you on the defensive side of the ball. I'm sorry, held them to one score in the second three or the last three quarters. Kind of similar to that Stone game, I thought. Had trouble moving the ball, but that defense really stands tall.
Yeah, our defense is what wins our ball games most of the time.
I'll have to agree with you. And, Coach, like you said, you've got the two-time All-Stater back in the lineup tonight. What does Dalton Goad bring to this team besides the obvious, Coach?
Intensity. And, you know, it gives the other guys confidence. You know, the thing about Dalton, he's so high-motored. You know, that's even emotionally sometimes. We got to calm him down. But, hey, you know, I'd rather tell a kid to slow down and get under control and speed up. But, you know, he's a competitor. You know, it's funny, you know, you mentioned that is when he was younger, you know, especially sophomore, even a little bit last year, he kind of grew out of a little game day. You couldn't even talk to him.
Right.
He's just mad when his feet hit the floor. You know, you couldn't say anything to him. Leave me alone, you know. But, you know, that just whole just a ferocity, intensity, you know, we've missed that.
Right.
And, you know, it's unfortunate that he's been, you know, dealing with an injury, but, you know, he's been great at practice this week. You know, things are going well, so hopefully we can keep things moving.
Dalton, I'm sure you're ready to get back at it. It's had to have been rough sitting on sidelines for these last two weeks.
Not being able to play that much my senior year, so I hope this Friday I can play the whole game, turn it on.
Right. Coach talked about it, your intensity. I go back, you know, in this day and age, you don't see a lot of that old school, just flat out mean football player. And I love watching you on the field because of that. Where's that drive come from? Is that just in you?
I don't know. On defense, I'm always ready to get to the ball. I'm a headhunter. I've just always been like that ever since I started playing football.
Right. And Coach mentioned it, you know, after putting up all those big numbers your sophomore year, you know, kind of came in as a surprise and just totally dominated. You've been seeing double and triple teams ever since. Talk about how you fight through that.
Well, it really gets to me because I can't make those plays like I used to. But we run a different defense and everything, so I ain't really worried about it as long as the team's making plays.
Right.
Well, and like
when I get double team or triple team, that's just taking up blocks from somebody else.
He's the focus, you know. Right. You know, people know coming in every game, hey, we're going to have to account more than one body for 62, because if they don't, well, you're going to pay for it.
Right.
And that's something that, you know, when he was younger, he was relatively unknown, you know.
Right.
You know, as a film wasn't enough, but people were trying to single block him and everything else, but you know, we're not the same without him. I mean, we're not. You know, he's definitely the centerpiece and the focal point of our defense. And just by him being out there and, like you said, taking up a couple of those blocks, I mean, he's making plays. I know it's not as much as on paper. And, you know, you say his junior year, the stats didn't jump out as much. Well, still the recognition. He still got All-State, you know,
right,
his junior year. You know, but just having that caliber of a player with that intensity, it's just hard to replicate. And we're, you know, I can sit here and talk about that all day, you know, but I'm so thankful to have that back, especially in a big game like this coming up. And you know, also to have our quarterback back offensively, you know, is going to be huge, and to be healthy 100% across the board for the first time in a while.
Right. And you mentioned, Coach, this is a big one tonight, you know, especially after the way it went down last year. Plus, a home playoff game for a second year in a row is on the line. There may have to be some other things shake out, but this is the first step.
Right, and you know, there's other scenarios we can talk about, I guess, going into next week. Let's take care of this one first. But, you know, at the minimum, you know, you get the region runner-up, you get another home playoff game, and it's what I've been telling these seniors all week, you know, hey, guys, if we don't come out and handle business, this is the last time you play on this field. And I know that's a little heavy, but you know, sometimes you just got to be honest, and that's the truth. And you know, I love playing here, they do too, and I'd hate to see that chapter close for them so early.
Right. And going back to last year, Dalton, the build up for that Monterey game, I know the way that one played out, it hit you hard personally.
Yeah, it did.
It bothered me, I won't lie to you, as it did all the guys. Does last year give you a little added motivation for this one tonight? Or
well, I feel like they had the home field advantage last year. We played them nose to nose the whole game. We never did quit. They just come out on the top.
On a walk
we
off,
couldn't do nothing about it.
Field goal. Off,
yes, field goal.
You don't hear that much in single A football,
no.
That's for sure. And Coach, you know, they're rolling right now. Only one loss so far to a good Bledsoe County team. How do you slow down this Monterey attack tonight?
Well, you know, everything runs through the tailback. You know, they've got some other guys that can make you pay, but everything really is focused on, you know, Mason Bowman. You know, he's a really good running back. He runs through arm tackles. He's got speed. He's a good player. He's young. You know, so we're really trying to get as many hats on him as possible. And I feel like we're good enough on the perimeter to where we can afford to do that, you know, and get some guys in single coverage and situations. So, you know, hopefully that's going to be the recipe for success. But, you know, myself, you know, just looking back on it, you know, this is a team that, you know, Dalton has not beat since he's been a freshman. You know, and even then it was a tight contest. So, you know, it's just something we're definitely hungry for is, you know, a victory over the Wildcats, because it's not been done in a few years.
And, Dalton, you said that you went toe-to-toe with them last season. What's your take on this year's version of the Wildcats?
Well, from film, they don't look as good as they was last year, but
right.
they still got a few good players that they have. So I think we'll do pretty good tomorrow night.
And coach, you know, I've got to mention it. This is your alma mater. Haven't beaten them yet. How does that play into it all, if any?
Well, you know, and the thing about it, it's hard for me, you know, you spend so much time and so much effort. This is my home away from home. You know, I feel like I live here. And, you know, that's always in the back of my mind. You know, that's where I grew up. That's where I played ball at. And it's really hard not to get personal, you know, in that. It's hard for me to not get personal about playing anybody, period. You
sure.
know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for me, I guess it is a little added motivation, you know, being a region contest or not, just to finally get that monkey off my back, I guess you could say.
Right. And Dalton, as if you need more motivation, but I'm sure you'd love nothing better to win one for the old ball coach.
Oh, I'd love to. I know how much he talks about Monterey.
And you probably don't have any love lost from him.
Yeah,
either,
I don't
do you?
Really care much for him.
Well, that's the way it should be. Coach, we've gone over it quite a bit, but what's the one thing we need to do? I know you mentioned Bowman.
Mm-hmm.
But what else tonight to get over the hump here against Monterey?
Well, you know, play some clock control, you know, keep our defense off the field. You know, if you stay out that long, I mean, you're going to give up points. We've got to get some offensive production, and we need to get back to the ground game. You know, we struggled up front last week, but, you know, with Dalton back and, you know, Keaton back in the mix with that, we should be able to exploit some more loaded boxes. But, you know, it's going to be a slug match. But we, you know, offensively, we definitely got to get a hat on a hat, do a better job of that. And, you know, Coach Harris and everybody this week, it's been different. You know, it's been physical. It's been rough. It's been getting back down to fundamentals, just getting gritty with each other. And, you know, that's something we haven't afforded to do, you know, based on, you know, the not playing in a while and the injuries and everything. But, you know, you're at a point right now in the season to where, you know, what are you holding back for? I mean, you're not. I mean, it's win or don't, win or go home. We're almost in that home stretch. And, you know, somebody like Dalton coming off an injury, you know, it was, you know, hey, let's phase him in. No. Let's play him. No, he's got to play. He's going to play. He's going to play everywhere we can afford him to play. So, you know, you feel so much better, like I said, finally being healthy. It's like a sigh of relief, you know, having to mix and match some things because, you know, in a small program, here's what people don't understand. You know, there's almost no such thing as a backup. You know, you move one, you know, one goes down, you got to move three or four. So getting guys back in their spots they're more comfortable with, you know, that's going to be a big help as well.
Dalton, you ready for this one?
I'm fired up. We just got to get the rest of the team fired up. Tomorrow night, I think we're all ready for it.
I'm ready for it, too. Guys, good luck tomorrow tonight, and we hope to be talking to you next week.
Hey, sounds good.
Thanks. This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shake the earth for over 35 years.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. We are a mere 8 minutes and 15 seconds away from kickoff of this huge Saturday night special contest, and it is time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and agency manager Daniel Burton. Coach Edwards, take it away.
Well, you guys did a great job last night of covering how they fared, so I thought tonight we might just cover how we fared. As far as the games, we'll save the last night's scores till next week, and tonight we'll just cover how we fared here real quick, and another region game. Gordons will beat Joe Burns 30-6. Watertown 27, Overman 6. Red Bull and Springs went to Pickett and won last night 28-18.
Ooh,
big win for you.
It was.
Yeah. Picked up a game there. White County, Macon County got started, but the lightning delay and they ended up canceling the game. I don't know if they'll reschedule that or not, but another one of interest, maybe Coalfield beat Oliver Springs 14-7 and put Coalfield to 9-0. So our records now, I'm at 15-9, Daniel's at 13-11, Thomas 11-13. You're still in third place, Thomas.
Well, that's where I've been all year long, so I'm kind of happy about that, but I did pick up a game on you guys.
That's true, you did.
I noticed when I was listening to last night's part there that you sent me, I know Daniel said you were in last place.
Right.
You know, so I say you're in third, so I'm trying not to hurt your pride too bad.
I appreciate that, Coach.
Hey, you guys will have to lead me through here. I'm not sure what we're doing next, but this has been How We Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance.
Currently right now at Joe Neal Leeds Stadium, they are having a public address announcement talking about Mr. Joe Neal Leeds. We don't want to be talking during that time, so we're going to go to break, come back, and finish up the Car Quest pregame show here before this big region 4A contest. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hollow Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, and it's time for the Westmoreland Management Keys to this big Region 4A contest, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can get it done for the first time in what would be 3 years now against Monterey.
Well, I think for the first time in a long time, this offensive unit is at full force, guys, so no excuses tonight. which means they must produce. You know, and the Dogs' four wins there where they actually played, they had one COVID win. They put up a total of 148 points, and the three losses had a total of seven, Daniel, if you'll think about it, two shutouts there. You know, they averaged 37 points per game in the victories. So tonight I think we need to put some points on the board in order to knock off the Wildcats.
What about the defensive side? We remember 2 years ago Monterey putting 50 on us or so up there. You know, we've got Goad back tonight. We're full force on that side of the ball. Will we see a return of that nasty, tough dog defense? And honestly, it's been a few weeks since we've seen it.
I think so. And after talking to him in the interview this week, I think he's ready to come back with a bang, Daniel. You know, though I expect a big play or two from him, it's not necessarily about that. You know, it's about Dalton Goad being on the field. We all know you have to game plan for him. He gets double and triple teams, and that frees up guys like Wade Coons, like Jared Markham, like all these linebackers in the backside. So, to me, it's about him being on the field here tonight.
What about the overall key? This is, you know, talking to Coach Johnson about this one. A little bit of a monkey on his back. It's his alma mater. You know, everybody likes to point that out to him. I think he'd like to forget that, but that is a part of the story of this game.
No doubt about it. I had to bring it up in the interview with him. He doesn't really like to answer that question. But, you know, this one's been circled on the calendar for a year now after what happened up on the mountain last season. You know, we're fired up. Bulldog Nation's fired up. Everybody's ready for this one. But a little off tonight, but the cancellation last night and moving to tonight. So I think it's about that mindset, trying to get that energy back that maybe they had last night and bringing it over to tonight. I think they can do that tonight. You know, it's not going to come easy. There's going to be some adversity here to have to overcome. But I think the Dogs' toughness wins out tonight. The reckoning's coming tonight, Daniel, and I can't wait to witness it.
All right. That has been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the fortunately dry and clear Clay County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently 53 degrees. It is actually expected to rise slightly throughout the contest, 54 at halftime, 55 by the end of the game. 93% humidity, no precipitation has fallen, but as was well documented, well, this is a game taking place on Saturday rather than Friday due to heavy rains and lightning storms that took place last night. There is a 15% chance of precipitation throughout the contest and a wind out of the north at 6 miles per hour. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We'll wrap up this thing now with the full coverage final word. We ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Shot and Strong Insurance. Coach, teams are coming on the field. You ain't got much time. Keep it short and sweet. That's your key to success here.
I'll make it quick, guys. Two things. Number one, remember, the Dogs got to remember what happened a year ago in Monterey. I hope they've been reminded of that all week long. Two, I think they got to play a clean game, guys. This Monterey team's no slouch. I mean, they're good. We can't help them any. They're good enough. They don't need our help. So we've got to play clean, keep the penalties down, no turnovers. I think we're in good shape.
That's been the Full Coverage Final Word, sponsored by Song Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Clay County going to kick off to start this contest, trying to find my State Farm starting lineups that I have misplaced, so we'll bring you the starting defense in a moment. As I try to find it, we'll go ahead. Fortunately, there's a little bit of discussion on the field. They have not kicked off yet.
This Saturday's got us all a little bit frazzled, I think.
It is a little bit. Pretty good crowd here on an off night, though, in Joan L. Eads Stadium as this one's getting ready to
get underway.
Yes, sir.
Football time on a Saturday night here in Salina, Tennessee. Levi Garrett, the sophomore, puts his right foot to it. Short pooch kick going to be fielded by Monterey. Actually, it's bobbled, finally picked up at the 18-yard line. Return man's upfield, breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles, finally brought down. Going to be Alec Kerr making the stomp, and Monterey is going to take over for their first possession somewhere around the 30. State Farm starting lineup on defense. Nose guard, Seth Eads, tackles, Dalton Goad and John Hamilton. Accompanied also with rotation, Levi Garrett, inside backers, Wade Coons, Joseph Markham and Keaton Arms, outside backers, Bryson and Jimmy Burchett, cornerbacks, Jacob Burnett, Carson Sharp, and safety, Alec Kerr. That's the State Farm starting defense, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Monterey going to take over first and 10 from their own 31-yard line, and a whistle is blown on the field. Not sure what's happening here. Perhaps a clock issue because the white hats come over to address the timekeeper on the sideline. Coach Edwards, you may have to go check on that. Thomas, we waited a whole day for it. I guess we're going to wait a few more minutes.
Might as well, Daniel. You know, we sat here last night and had, in that rain delay, weather delay, had an extended CarQuest pregame show that we got to go through. And here we go, live action here on John Teeples Field.
Monterey, for their first possession, brings a man in motion left to right, and it's going to be a false start on Monterey. Back them up 5 yards. They tried a multiple shift. And the wrong people move for the Wildcats. Going to be first and 15 for them as it's backed up now to what we'll call their 27.
You know, one thing I noticed, Daniel, is as they come out, Keaton Arnold's playing defense tonight. Didn't know if we'd see that or not to start this ball game. You know, he's been a little banged up, missed last week's game. Knew he was going to be under center, but it's good to see him at that linebacker spot.
Definitely so. Nice to have him back. First and 15 for the Wildcats. As they have it from their own 27, quarterback's in the shotgun, three wide to the right, running back at his right hip, handoff to that running back, he's around the left side for a lot of room, picks up the penalty yardage that was lost plus some more, however, a flag down, likely a hold, thrown right at the interior of the offensive line. The ball carrier was number four, Mason Bowman, a sophomore, pretty good back.
He's pretty much their focal point. You heard Coach Johnson talk about him in the interview, Daniel. Talked to some guys over here tonight. Could put him over 1,000 yards rushing on the season. So pretty good back for a sophomore.
For sure. Monterey going to get backed up even further. The Wildcats, their own worst enemy here, starting this one. The ball now is spotted. I think it's the Monterey 18. From what I can tell, yes, we'll call it the Monterey 18 for first and around 25, perhaps. If Clay County can't hold here, it could be a long night because this is a great opportunity for the Dog defense. Quarterback in the gun, hand off to Bowman. He's off the right side this time, arms in on the tackle, but it was actually Alec Kerr who gets credited with the stop. Arms through his shoulder in, slowed Bowman down enough for Kerr to come in and wrap him up. Pretty good game, though, for the sophomore. On what was first and 25, it's advanced all the way from the Monterey 18 up to the Monterey 31, setting up second and 11.
Just gashed us there off that right side, Daniel. Got the hole, took the crease, and you can see the speed that he has.
Coach, who's the quarterback? Help me get a number on him. 18 would be Montgomery, Matthew Montgomery, a sophomore. Montgomery in the gun, three wide to the right, one to the left, Bowman in his right hip. Once again, a quick pass, play action pass, dropped. It was a forward pass, so it falls to the turf, incomplete. Monterey was targeting Logan Sparks. And the Wildcats now have it third and 11. Head coach Scott Hughes, I think he's in his seventh year up at Monterey. He's had a lot of success. And here he is with his first third and long of the night. Typically a passing down. However, Bowman picked up more than 11 on that first down carry, Thomas, so we could see either.
We could, and, you know, this is one of those downs for Dalton Goad. Let's see if he can make an impact right here on this first Wildcat possession on third and long.
Monterey going to play it with two wideouts to the right, two to the left. Montgomery in the gun. Bowman, I believe, at his left hip. Man in motion now from right to left across the formation, putting it three wide to the left. It is a pass. Montgomery has time, plenty of time, still looking to pass, still looking. Nobody in the backfield. Finally, he rolls to his left, throws downfield, incomplete. Credit the Dog coverage. There was no defensive pressure up front. Montgomery had literally 10 seconds to throw the football, but could find no one thanks to that black and gold coverage.
Well, it's great coverage downtown. Goad on the far sideline got double-teamed, and they were singled up on the other lineman, which was Garrett and Eads on this side. Good blocking up front, just great coverage down the field by the linebackers dropping underneath and the backs over the top.
Unless it's a quick kick, Monterey with a bit of a look here. They have a man back about 8 yards. They are going to punt. Ball's away. Kerr going to have a chance. Fields it at the Clay County 30, and here he comes, 35-40. Dodges one tackler, brought down at the 45. Good starting field position for head coach Jake Johnson here in his third year at Clay County, trying to beat his alma mater of Monterey High School. First and 10 for the Bulldogs, 10-14 on this first quarter clock. His sophomore quarterback, Keaton Arms, comes out. Score is 0-0. Hopefully Clay County here, almost in four down territory already, can convert and get early points in this one. Dogs break huddle, come up to the line. Looks like we have Bryson Burchett split to the right. Little tight bunch set of a couple of receivers. We have not seen this year. Burnett by himself to the left, arms in the gun, sharp at his left hip, Markham and Burchett, wings to the right. Here's the snap. Hand off to Kerr, who was actually the tailback, not sharp. Kerr on the carry. Picks up about seven, crosses into Monterey territory, where the football's going to be spotted at the Wildcat 47, we'll call it. Where did it start, Thomas?
The 45, gain of 8, Daniel.
The Clay County 45, I failed to write that down. Second and two now. Confusion on the field a little bit for Clay County. Do not have the right personnel out there. Jimmy Burchett comes off the sideline. Going to play the quarterback, Keaton Arms in the slot to the right along with Curran Burnett. And we have a delay of game or timeout one. Going to be a timeout taken. Good job there by Coach Johnson using it because his team was very lost on what was going on. Timeout early in this one. 9:31 left in the first quarter. Scoreless here at John Tibbles Field.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. Negative play for the Dogs on second and two. Shotgun snap was a little low. Arms couldn't hold on. He safely fell on it. There was Wildcat pressure. It is a loss of yardage. We won't credit it to Keaton himself, but just to the team offense as a whole, a loss of, we'll call it five, I suppose. The ball's now back on Dog, in Dog territory at the 47. Third and a long seven now after the negative play. Arms in the gun. Carson Sharp to stand up back behind him. Ball once again is on the ground. Sharp has to go to the turf and get it. And another loss. Once again, we won't credit that to Carson as the guy covering up the low snap. But it is a loss for the team offense. And Clay County's went backwards here. It's right now at the Dog 39. They've lost a total of 6 yards on this series. Senior center says he's so good, so consistent, usually solid, just a little low on these early snaps. Markham on to punt it away. Neither team finding a groove on offense yet. Great punt by Markham. Would it stop short of the end zone? And it does, I believe. No. It was an excellent punt. Took a huge bulldog bounce. Rolled all the way down towards the goal line where it was senior Jacob Burnett flying downfield hustling, trying to stop it. I think maybe they're going to set it at the 20 for Monterey. What a punt by Markham.
Great punt and great effort by the senior, like you said, Jacob Burnett. Of course, we can't see from here, but it looked like he batted that one out, Daniel.
I thought so. Perhaps it touched a piece of the goal line because they are going to spot it on the 20 where Monterey takes over for their second offensive possession of this first quarter. Still scoreless here early. Last time Monterey had it, they went three and out. Actually lost yards due to their own penalties. They're 80 yards away from points that could put them ahead. Montgomery hands off to Bowman. Bowman stopped up in the middle, and he's brought down by Hosted Dogs. Big Wade Coombs in there on the stop. A lot of other guys there, too, but Wade, the guy bringing him down to the turf.
That's what we got to do, game tackle on Bowman. We've already seen how if he gets a crease, he can do something with it, Daniel. Just a great tailback for Monterey. Good job by the Clay County defense there.
Second and 10, no gain on that play. Bowman broke a couple tackles. He almost got something where he shouldn't have got nothing. Fortunately, Coombs there to stop it. Two wideouts, either side from Andre. Montgomery in the gun, Bowman in his right hip. Here's the snap. Hand off to Bowman again. He's right left side. And a tackle made. Jimmy Burkett tackle for a loss. The cornerback coming up aggressively, going low on Bowman and taking his wheels out from under him. Loss of 3 yards, setting up third and 13 for Monterey. Not a down and distance you want to be in if your head coach Hughes across the way there.
Great play by Burchett. Arms also putting the pressure on right there, and Burchett just come off his block. You know, he played a little bit of outside linebacker already tonight or this season, and that's basically what he was on that play, Daniel, as he was on the tight end side, I think.
Yeah. Monterey in the huddle. Now they break. Third and 13. Scoreless game between Clay County and Monterey. 6:45 and ticking on this first quarter clock. Montgomery in the gun, two wide to either side, motion in the backfield from right to left, and whistles blow.
Delay
a game penalty. I've got to get used to having these play clocks here at Clay County High School. They were installed a couple weeks ago, and I don't ever look at them. They're the same shade color as the LED screens on this new scoreboard, so it kind of blends in. I almost wish they were red where the other ones were yellow, but I'll just have to learn to look. It was a delay a game, obviously. Matthew Montgomery failed to look at him too, Coach. Two wide either side, Montgomery in the gun, third and 18 now after the delay of game. Here's the snap. Montgomery to pass, rolls to his left, under pressure from Hamilton, releases, incomplete, out of bounds. Fourth and a bunch for Monterey, and they're going to have to punt from deep in their own territory. So great dog defense, Thomas, so far. Two Monterey possessions. 2-3 and outs.
No doubt about it. That was sophomore Hamilton putting the pressure on, and then the Wildcat receiver had that in his hands. That was Keaton Arms on the sideline knocking it loose, Daniel.
Monterey chose to punt out of only about a 7 to 8 yard depth set a few moments ago. Looks like they're choosing to do the same. I'm not sure what the advantage of this might be. Perhaps they don't have a long snapper who can successfully get it back to the 10-12 yard range. Here's the snap. Here's the punt. It's high. It's fairly short. Kerr going to let it hit the turf, and it dies at the Wildcat 48. So Clay County going to take over with great field position. 6:11 on this first quarter clock. Clay County none, Monterey none. Dogs going to have the opportunity now to score from only 48 yards out on their second offensive possession.
You know, the defense is doing their job so far tonight, Daniel. Kept it on basically on the Monterey end of the field. We're winning the field position battle. Couldn't do anything with the ball because of the miscues on the first drive. Clay County's got to take advantage here.
There's a penalty marker down on the far sideline. Can't imagine what it might have been. It was away from the football and downfield. So perhaps some of the gunners, the outside rushers on the punt coverage team from Monterey may have something happened, I don't know. Whitehead addresses the crowd, block below the waist against Clay County. We did not have a return opportunity, so that would have taken place during the punt. So this is going to back it up. Clay County will not take over from the Monterey 48. Going to mark it 15 yards backwards to the Clay County 37-yard line. Still good field position for the Dogs, but not hardly the gift that we had before.
Not much offense to speak of so far. Scoreless ball game. 6 minutes left here in the first quarter, Daniel. Just kind of one of those slugfests, almost like what we saw last year.
Arms in the gun. A tight end and a wide out to either side. Here's the snap. Hands off to Sharp. He's around left side trying to get the edge. Cannot do it. Going to be brought down, and yardage lost for the junior tailback. Sharp, the leading rusher for Clay County on the season, had about 488 yards coming into tonight. And he loses about 3 on that one, backing it up to the Clay County 34. Second and 12 to 13 for the Dogs. Clay County playing slow here. Sometimes they go quickly. Right now, content to let this clock tick a little bit. The play clock's at 15 as they break huddle. 5.5 minutes on the clock. Scoreless game. Clay County trying to get offense going. They have struggled at times on offense this year. Arms in the gun, option play to the right. Will he keep it? Will he pitch? He cuts up field himself and hangs on to it. Picks up a couple of positive yards before he's brought down. It's going to be third and around 10. Back in the Westmoreland game, that homecoming contest a couple weeks ago, it was Arms that we saw really punishing and bruising those guys. He carried, don't know how many times, but had 111 yards rushing, two touchdowns, ran like a fullback, very physical. I'd like to see more of that. However, he has been out with some injury. I don't know how often we'll call his number tonight in that regard.
I agree, Daniel. Our most physical runner, no doubt, runs like a fullback, as you say. We're going to have to get physical tonight, and that's going to come from Keaton Arms.
Third and nine, Arms to pass, rolls to the right, under pressure, breaks the tackle of one Wildcat, gets back to the line. He's going to have the first down. Somehow, Arms kept his feet. Five different Wildcats had pretty good looks and hits on Arms. He doesn't go down. So moments after we talked about, we didn't know how aggressive we would be with him tonight. He shows he's ready for it. First down, Clay County. It was third and nine, a huge conversion there, Thomas, on what was almost a sack. Arms turns it in pretty much single-handedly to a first down. Ball now at the Clay County 48, only 2 yards from midfield. Arms in the gun, a tight end and a wide out to either side. Hand off to Sharp. He's around left side, cuts north and south. Picks up the 2 yards that were needed to get to the midfield mark, where Clay County will have it second and eight at the 50. Fifth play of this drive coming for Clay County. We talked during our Bite of Bulldog history segment how during the 21st century, these last 20 years, Clay County, 5-15 against Monterey. Not exactly the record you'd like to see against the Wildcats, Coach Edwards.
That's for sure, Daniel. We'll try to turn that streak the other way starting tonight.
Another carry on second and eight. This time it was not Sharp. Was it Kerr Thomas?
Markham.
Markham getting in on the carry. He went right into the heart of that Wildcat defense through the A gaps and picks up what we'll call 2 yards to set up third and six. This could be four down territory. Clay County has it at the Monterey 47-yard line. Third and manageable here. Under 3 minutes to play in this first quarter. 2:50 and ticking. Still scoreless here at John Tibbles Field. Play clock at 12 as the Dogs get up to the line. Three wide to the right, one to the left. Arms in the gun. Is a pass play. Bubble screen to Kerr. He's at the 50. 45 has a block. 40 taken down. Very close to the first down. I'm sure that if we're short, we'll line up and go for it. If we didn't get it, then the chains do move. First down, Clay County. So on their second possession, Clay County now preparing to snap on the seventh play of this drive. They have two first downs picked up, 2:20 and ticking on the clock. Ball spotted now at the Monterey 38-yard line. Arms in the gun. Burnett and Burchett to the right. Kerr and another receiver to the left. Hand off to Sharp, right up the gut. Positive yardage up to the 39 before he's brought down. So Carson Sharp had trouble getting to the edge. Offensive coordinator Chris Harris decides to run his junior tailback up the middle, and Sharp has picked up positive yardage on these last couple plays.
Yeah, and you've seen, basically when we go right at the teeth of this Wildcat defense, it is positive yardage, maybe not big games, but just keep it rolling down the field here, Danny.
Ball at the Monterey 34, second and six. Arms to throw, goes right down the middle, caught. It comes out. This is either an incompletion or a catch and a fumble, and the back judge says that Carson Sharp, who had slipped around the edge and ran a little streak right down the middle past the linebackers, never had possession. Incomplete pass. Third down now. Ball is in four down territory at the Monterey 34. Minute 31 on the clock. It is stopped here in the first quarter after that incomplete pass. Dogs break huddle, come to the line. Burnett to the right, Kerr to the left. Arms in the gun. Markham behind him is the stand-up tailback. Option play. Pitch to Markham on the right side into the dog sideline. He keeps his feet, loses the football, though, and Monterey has recovered. Clay County was putting together what was looking to be a nice drive, but it ends in tragedy on its ninth play. with a fumble on an arms to Markham option play. Markham had caught the ball, went forward a few yards, and then it was knocked out by a Wildcat.
He cut back left right there. He planted his foot and cut left, and Monterey defender didn't even try to tackle him. He just went straight for the ball and stripped it away from him.
Third offensive possession for Monterey. We've been told we perhaps have a bit of an echo on our microphone. We'll try to fix that during the break at the end of the first quarter. Minute 22 remains here in the first as Monterey takes over for their third possession. And they're going to do it from their own 39-yard line. First and 10 play, Montgomery in the gun. Hands off to number three, who's around right side and brought down hard. Wade Coons and Alec Kerr, both of them going to get credit on that one. Simultaneously stopped. Caden Jones, the senior wideout running back for the Wildcats. Caught a pickup of one to set up second and nine for Monterey. Slow offensive effort for both teams so far in this first quarter. It is scoreless, 50 seconds and ticking in this opening quarter of play. Wildcats with two to the left, a tight end to the right, have an up back is for a fullback and a stand-up tailback. Hand off to that tailback. It's Bowman. He churns his legs, going to get close to the first down before he's brought down by a host of dogs. Who did you think was the primary?
Alec Kerr coming up from that safety position again. We see Coach Johnson kind of stacking the box, putting these guys on an island on the outside, and letting Kerr walk up and kind of be that enforcer, Daniel.
Third and a short two for Monterey. Ball sits close to midfield. It's at the Wildcat 47-yard line. 10 seconds left and ticking in the first quarter. Monterey going to try to get one more play in. Two wideouts to the left. Tied in a fullback to the right. Hand off to Bowman. He picks up the first down, crosses midfield, and as the first quarter ends, he's brought down and stopped by Jacob Burnett. Monterey going to have it first and 10 in Clay County territory at the 45 to start the second quarter. We're scoreless here at John Peebles Field on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina. Offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Bryson Merchant records the stop on first and 10. Monterey had handed off to Michael Allred. That's about their fifth ball carrier. Head coach Scott Hughes using a host of Wildcats, I guess, trying to keep that rushing attack fresh. Bowman, I think, is his feature back. Pretty good job by Merchant and the dog defense, though. They only give up two, setting up second and eight. Second play of this second quarter coming, and the fifth play of this Monterey drive. Scoreless here between the Wildcats and the Bulldogs. Montgomery in the gun. Two wide to the right, tight end left. Hand off to Bowman. He's around left side. Gets the corner. A flag comes out. Bowman going to have a nice run. First down yardage picked up and the tackle made by Markham. However, that play not going to stand. It'll be backed up. Playoff implications heavy in this one. If Clay County wins, pretty much guaranteed at least second place, potentially first place even in the region 4A standings. If we beat Monterey tonight and they went down and beat Gordonsville next week, it's our understanding we'd actually be region champs, provided we beat Red Bull and Springs. Clay County loses tonight, pretty much they'll be third place, and they would be second if they win tonight, and then Gordonsville beats Monterey next week. So still a whole lot of things left, but that's the simplest way I can describe it.
No doubt, and that's the way it should be, Daniel. You know, the later you get in the season, the more it matters, and nothing matters more than this game tonight for Clay County at this point.
I think it was a downfield hold against Monterey. It's going to be second and 12 for them. We appreciate the listener feedback. We have heard that our echo is now fixed. Second and 12. Montgomery in the gun. Two wide to the right. Tight end and a wing to the left. Here's the snap. Pass play developing. Montgomery releases. 5 yard out. Incomplete. The man was open. However, there was good umbrella coverage, so to speak, over the top. Sharp would not have allowed much had the targeted receiver, Eli Sailors, caught it. Field is a little wet tonight. We got ample rain last night. Clay County Youth League had three contests here earlier today against Trousdale County. I'm not sure how those games went, but the field held up pretty good under the lighter weight players. So fourth game of the day taking place here at Joni Elite Stadium. Third and 12 for Monterey after the incomplete pass. They snap it from the Clay County 47. Montgomery to pass, goes down the left sideline. It's caught, no, dropped. Monterey having a hard time catching it. Montgomery's passes, to me, seem to be on point. However, his wide receiver's just having a tough time hauling in the balls.
They are, Daniel. A big third down there, or second down play, I guess it was. And you know,
no, you were right, third.
Okay, set it down in the zone on that rollout right there. Had a man to hit him right in the hands. Just a drop.
Seventh play of this Monterey drive coming. Fourth and 12. It appears they have their punt squad now. However, it is in Clay County territory. Could be a fake. It is not. Very high kick. Not going to have a lot of net yardage on this when it hits out of bounds. So I'm not sure where it actually broke the plane of the sideline. I always thought that would be difficult to try to judge a punt as it went through the air, where it went out of bounds at. So we'll have to see what the officials decide. I don't think they got much on the punt. Clay County going to have pretty decent field position.
You know, I've been highly impressed with this Clay County defense so far, Daniel. You know, standing up against what is supposed to be a top-10-ranked opponent here in the form of Monterey, putting up a lot of points against a lot of other teams, holding them scoreless here midway through this second quarter.
10:41 on the second quarter clock as Clay County takes over from their own 36-yard line. Arms in the gun. Going to hand it off to Carson Sharp. Not a lot of running room. Sharp's brought down. Monterey has been pretty strong up front during Hughes' tenure. Billy Heady, the head coach up there for a long time, whenever he stepped away, left a pretty good program up on the mountain to Scott Hughes, who's in his seventh year. He's had success there. Went to the semifinals, I think that was 2014. I can't remember the year that they advanced to it, but it was in recent memory. Second and 10 after Sharp got nothing on first down. Arms in the gun. Three wideouts to the left. Jacob Burnett by himself to the right. Low snap, picked up by Arms, rolls to his left, releases downfield for Kerr. He caught the football. Minimal gain, though. An excellent catch by Kerr. He left the field, laid his body out completely parallel to the ground, and hauled it in right off his fingertips. Ball advances up. So I suppose we'll call the Clay County 38, so a gain of two on the play. Looks more like third and seven to me, though, Thomas, so we better call it a three-yard pickup. Third play of this drive coming. 9:57 on the second quarter clock. Scoreless here between two of Region 4A's top teams. Arms to pass on third and seven. Loads up. Goes right downfield on the seam. Knocked away by Wildcat. He was trying to hit Jacob Burnett right down the gut. Good ball. I think Burnett would have caught it had not that Wildcat batted it to the ground.
Well, it was just good coverage underneath there. Burnett had the step. The ball was in a perfect location, kept it low down the middle for what would have been the first down, Daniel. And just a nice play by that Wildcat.
Three Clay County possessions, two punts, one fumble for them so far. Fortunately, Monterey also struggling on offense. They have yet to dent the scoreboard. Two goose eggs show right now here at John Peoples Field. Markham punts it away. Burnett hustles down and downs it. Monterey going to take over for their fourth possession of this first half at their own 34.
You know, the conditions sure aren't the same, but this game looks almost identical to what happened last year up on the mountain, Daniel. You know, these two teams here are just banging ahead at each other and just not coming up with a whole lot at this point.
They aren't. Pretty evenly matched squads. They're similar size. Monterey might have a little bit of an advantage up front on the offensive line in size, but pretty similar. Young skill players, talented skill players, pretty good line. So that's why we're seeing this scoreless contest at the 9:43 mark as Monterey takes over first and 10. Hand off to the sophomore Bowman. He's around left side of that Wildcat offensive line, and he's brought down. Knifing in there was a Bulldog secondary player. Cousin John Weaver says it was Alec Kerr who came up from his safety position to make the play. I think I was seeing defensive lineman involved as well, but Kerr definitely there making what's already his maybe fourth stop of the contest. Very active tonight.
Give him five, Daniel. And it's that been that combo of Wade Coons and Kerr. Coons kind of stretching it out horizontal and Kerr coming up and taking their legs out.
Monterey on second and four. After a pickup of six, hands off to Bowman again. This time he's right up the middle. He picks up a lot. Enough of the first down brought down at the Wildcat 48. It was Keaton Arms making the stop that time.
You see the burst of Bowman. If he gets a seam, Daniel, he's 8 or 10 yards down the field just about every time. It's going to, as you said, Monterey's got some size up front. They do have us oversized just a little bit. We've done a good job so far holding up. Just can't give them those gaps to get through.
8:40 and ticking, second quarter action, Monterey none, Clay County none. Wildcats with it at their own 48, 2 yards from midfield, first and 10. Sophomore quarterback Montgomery is in the shotgun set, two wide outs to the right. Hands off to a running back on his left. It's Bowman. He's hit hard by a backer. It was Arms who stuck his nose in there first. Other dogs were also involved. What did you see, Thomas?
Same thing, Arms standing him up, Kerr finishing it off. You see Levi Garrett playing this left side tackle, Daniel, coming off the field hobbling. We saw him last week kind of nursing an ankle injury. Hope we hadn't re-aggravated it.
It turned out to be a knee. We knew it was something from the knee down, and it was the knee. He told me that he was pretty sore. Talked to him at school this week about it. However, he was feeling good and going to play. He's so tough, I think he'd play even if it was about to fall off. Second and 10. Wildcats with it after no gain. Arms stopped them there on first down on the run. Whistles blow. Monterey going to be called for a false start, according to the Clay County linebacking crew. I hope the officials saw the same, and they do. Back them up. Second and 15, Wildcats now. Monterey with several penalties so far in this one. Coach, got an update on that?
Five penalties for 35 yards. They've got 39 yards of offense and 35 yards worth of penalties.
We don't feature you enough. Anything else you want to share with us? That's good stuff.
That's all I got right now, man. 0-5 through there.
You were so busy at our last broadcast that you were actually running the clock against White County on that Thursday night. Glad to have you back, and I know that you are happy not to have those duties tonight.
I certainly am.
Former head coach Bobby Bartlett back in charge.
I'm very happy that Mr. Bartlett was able to make it tonight.
You know, you're talking about those penalties. They also came at crucial times, if you'll remember, early in this game. Really backed up the Wildcats deep into their own territory. And besides it kind of being a slugfest, it's been sloppy, too. Seen, you know, bad snaps and miscues for Clay County, fumble already for the Dogs, and then, you know, the penalty yardage. So it could be a product of playing on an off night.
I agree. Second and 15 for the Cats. Screen pass set up with a quick screen on the left sideline. And the wide receiver picks up around 10, setting up second and what's going to be, actually third and what's going to be around 5. Not sure who the Dog tackler was. It was on the far sideline.
This is the guy we just talked about coming off the field to play before, Daniel. He was in there diving, leaving his feet on the sideline, going over the pile and making the stop.
Levi Garrett. Yes. I said a pickup of 10, more like a pickup of 8 on 2nd and 15, setting up 3rd and 7 for Monterey. Big play here for the Dogs. They could force a punt if Monterey doesn't pick up much to set up 4th and short. Montgomery in the gun, going to keep it himself. Bellied up to Bowman. Quarterback pulled it, picks up the first down. Just a nice job by the sophomore. First time he called his own number, and he shows he's a pretty good rusher himself as we see Kerr slow to get up off the turf. They're actually saying it could be 4th and short. Official timeout for measurement. taken right now. We're going to play one ad. 6:17 mark of this second quarter. Scoreless between Monterey and
Clay County. You can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Sixth play of this Wildcat drive coming up. It was a first down on that measurement. 6:17 left in the second quarter. Neither team has yet to score. Monterey started this one at the 9:43 mark. So far, they've chewed up 3.5 minutes. They began at their own 34, and currently it's in Bulldog territory at the 43. Montgomery in the gun. Going to keep it himself. Quarterback run left side. Stood up by Wade Coons. What an instinctive play by the Mike linebacker. I'm sure he has quarterback run if they choose to keep it off that little counter read or whatever you want to call it. He was right there in the backfield. And, Thomas, that could be a tackle for a loss. Let's watch that down marker. Actually picked up one. Second nine. Great play, though, by Coons.
It was, and we talked about it going in. We're having Dalton go back on the field. We're seeing Coons getting to run free, you know, go taking up a couple of those blockers. We're calling Coons' name more often. Just a huge deal to have Dalton go back as Wade Coons is having a good start to this ball game.
Second nine, Montgomery with it, hands off to Bowman. Takes a cut step and goes right into the heart of the defense. He saw something he liked, and he picks up around 7 on it to set up 3rd and 2. The ball is now placed at the Bulldog 34-yard line. This is about as far as either team has advanced. Clay County had it at the Wildcat 34, threatening, and that's when Markham fumbled it on an option play. Hopefully the same thing will happen to Monterey here. 3rd and 2. 8th play of the drive coming. 4:50 and ticking. Second quarter action. Neither team has yet to score. Monterey approaches the line. 7 seconds on the play clock. Montgomery calling for the snap. Gets it off with 3 seconds left. Hands off to Bowman. He hurdles a man, still on his feet. Picks up a first down and more. However, a flag's come out. I don't think you could hurdle in high school, so that could be the infraction.
I know it's the other team. I'm not really for them, but that's a shame. What a play by Bowman right there. He got the burst, hit it up the middle. And just like, I don't know if it's a hurdle, it's more of a 2 feet jump, looked like to me, Daniel, as he took flight and picked up another 4 or 5 yards.
I'll tell you who it looked a lot like is in the college games, Najee Harris, the running back for Alabama. He does that a lot. Unfortunately, he probably did it to the Vols today in Bama's big win in that third Saturday of October tradition.
Several times, I'm afraid.
Four Saturdays. I tell you what, COVID-19's messed up everything. Okay, 3rd and 12 after the hurdling penalty is assessed against the Wildcats. It's at the Bulldog 44-yard line. Monterey with it. Still 4-down territory here. So they've got 2 plays to pick up 12 yards. 4:31 here left in the second quarter, and we are still scoreless.
Big break for Clay County right there on that one, Daniel. Went from 3rd and short, and he had picked up the first down on that run, no doubt, to 3rd and long now.
Wildcats break huddle. Under 10 seconds on the play clock. Montgomery in the shotgun. 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Run play.
Wade Coons.
Go, recording his first stop of the contest, and he was thrilled to do it. Hops to his feet. It was 3rd and 12. Counted a tackle for loss because now it's 4th and 13.
I could have swore Coons on the run blitz there. Goad may have met him first, but just a great stop by both guys for sure.
Monterey now going to be forced to punt since they picked up nothing on that 3rd and 12, losing 1. 4th and 13 now.
Huge stop right there, just huge.
From the Bulldog, 45-yard line. Punt team on the field. Foots to it. Another high short kick. Kerr going to have a chance. Fields it around the 15. 20, 25, 30, and going to be brought down. Nice punt return, and we have flags come out. Going to be personal fouls, 2 of them, I think. Goad's going to get the one for Clay County. perhaps number two for Monterey. I missed it, but I do know that it's going to be offset in personal fouls. So on the ninth play of that drive, Monterey chose to punt. They've had it four times, and each and every Wildcat possession has ended in a punt. Officials talking about what just took place, that frivolous activity after the punt.
Well, Clay County's going to have about 3 minutes here before the half, Daniel. We see virtually no yardage out of them at this point, way less than 50 yards total so far for Clay County. Talked about it going in. Needed some offensive output to win this. You know, it may not take much the way it's going, scoreless with 3 minutes to go in the first half. But got to put something on the board here.
I agree. Clay County going to have it after those offset and personal fouls at the Bulldog 45. Scoreless, as you just said. 3:19 left in the second quarter. First and 10. No? Replay fourth down? Did I miss something else? Okay, never mind. Fourth and 13. Monterey to punt again. Another high short kick. Kerr going to let it go this time. It's going to go. It's going to stop at the one-inch line. And Clay County is going to take over somebody now with an opportunity to set a record, because this is as far away from the Wildcat end zone as it could possibly be. I hate to call it the one-yard line. It's the one-inch line. The nose of the football can't be more than an inch away from the Bulldogs' goal line. What a punt. Beautiful punt by the Monterey punter. If I knew his name, I'd share it with you. All right. Clay County taking over. 3:08 left in the second quarter as they do it. It is officially at the Clay County one-yard line, first and 10. I don't think I'm exaggerating the spot. It looks way down there to me. Thomas, do you agree?
Yeah, I can't really see it, Daniel. I'll be honest with you, here from the Twin Lakes broadcast booth.
Well, that's because it's way on to our right, as far as it can be. Arm's going to go under center. Dangerous spot to snap a football with your back to your own end zone. Hand off to the tailback. Positive yardage picked up. No safety happening here. Advancing out to the three, so pick up a two.
Looks like that yard marker is a little bit off the pylon there, Daniel. I don't know. It is a long way over there.
Well, yeah. It was a pickup of two either way. We're gonna stick with what we said, even though I agree with you, Coach. Arm's going to be under center again. Second and eight. Ball just outside of the dog end zone. Hand off again to a stand-up tailback. Kerr on the carry. If I'm not mistaken, advancing out to the five. Markham that time on the carry. Had to rely on the voice of the Bulldogs, Michael Miller. He has a better view than we do a little bit. Third and seven now for Clay County. 2:10 and ticking, second quarter. You're just kind of waiting to see who has the first big play of the game. Ball on the ground. Arms picks it up. Clay County got to live to fight another day. And punted away on fourth down. That could have been disastrous. Fortunately, Keaton Arms able to recover the loose ball off the ground and give the Dogs a chance to punt it away. Joseph Markham going to be standing with his heels to the end zone as he does it. Minute 40 and ticking left. Play clock's at 20, so the Dogs, if they chose to do so, could take 20 seconds off before they punt. They go ahead and kick it away. Markham puts his foot to it. Monterey, running return chance. Tackle made by Bryson Burchett. Monterey starts with their best field position of the night at the Bulldog 25. Credit it all back to the Monterey special team, where they had the punt that went all the way down inside the Clay County 5 and pinned the Dogs deep.
Yeah, and several turns of events there. You know, I think we had it, I can't remember where we were going to start, maybe in close to midfield on the Kerr return, Daniel, and then we had that penalty on the side that made them re-kick. It's a tough one for Clay County to kind of dig out of down there, and it gives Monterey great field position with just a little over a minute to go here.
1:22 on the second quarter clock. Monterey first and 10 from the dog 25. Montgomery, quick screen to the right. Caught by number 1. He's going to stiff arm Jacob Burnett. Burnett, though, holds on for the tackle. Chandler Bowden, the junior wide receiver, on the catch. Burnett tackled Bowden. They're saying, I guess, out of bounds because the clock is not running. Minute 14 on the clock right now. With the ball spotted at the dog 13. Monterey threatening. Wildcats did receive the ball first in the game. Clay County will have it to start the third quarter. Bowman with it. Loses the football. It's on the ground. A big scrum for it. I have no idea who has it. A lot of gold jerseys say it's going the dog's way, though. White hat signals. Clay County football. All right. And it is Wade Coons. Who else? The man who's been the defensive leader during the first half of play. I don't know who forced it, but Coons comes up with the fumble recovery. 53 seconds left, so an option here for Jake Johnson and Chris Harris. Do you go downfield, try to score, Thomas, or are you content? You're getting the ball to start the third quarter. Do you just run it a couple times and get out of it?
Well, I think you definitely go to the ground on this first play, Daniel. See what you get before you make that decision, but got to be safe here with your backs against the wall.
Dogs do have it at their own 12.
With two timeouts.
88 yards away from the Wildcat end zone. 53 seconds on the clock. His arms gets the shotgun snap. Hands off to Sharp, I believe. It was not Markham or Kerr, so credit to Sharp on the carry. He kept his feet moving and picked up some yardage, and it looks like the dog's going to be content to just let the clock tick here. They have to run one more snap. There are two more seconds on the game clock than there are on the play clock. So it's going to be a scoreless game at the half here between these top teams in Region 4A. Gordonsville, also the other team sitting atop the standings. Thomas, you want to ask something, I can tell you.
I'm just trying to find the yard line.
Well, it was at the 12. They've got it now at the 15. Pick up a 3, setting up 2nd and 7. Handing off to Sharp. He battles to get back to the line, and he can't do it. He's going to be drugged down in the backfield, tackled for loss by Grant Hoover. And the horn sounds. This first half is over. Thomas, you talked about it. Very similar to last year's contest. A defensive battle. Offenses are struggling. Zeros all over the scoreboard. No time left in the first half. Clay County none. Monterey none.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards. Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-2222.
3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Scott County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here at John Peoples Field in Salina, Tennessee, where Clay County is locked in a scoreless slugfest with Monterey here at halftime. In a first half that featured 7 total punts and 2 fumbles, where the teams traded going back and forth with each other, just virtually no offensive production from either team as the defenses rule the day here on a Saturday for high school football. Clay County only a total of 34 yards at halftime, 20 yards rushing on 14 carries, and Keaton Arms is 2 for 4 for 14 yards. Heard Coach Edwards say that Monterey had about 80 yards, so we're looking at just over 100 yards of total offense in this contest, as Clay County and Monterey are tied 0-0 at halftime. For Clay County, the only 2 positive gains really was they advanced the ball on their 2nd offensive possession all the way down to the 34-yard line before a fumble, and that came on a 10-yard run from Keaton Arms, and then he found Alec Kerr for 11 yards through the air to set up that, the only threat of the first half from Clay County. Monterey did make a threat right before the half, but had a penalty that brought them back, and Clay County a big stop by Dalton Goad to end that threat. So this defensive battle continues. Alec Kerr and Wade Coons both with 5 tackles at the halftime. Senior Jacob Burnett has 3, and Dalton Goad again, that big tackle for loss to end the Monterey threat right before the half. So at halftime here in Salina, it's 0-0 in a region defensive battle between Clay County and Monterey. Stay with us here for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at the Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Welcome back here to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. It's right now about to reach its conclusion. Typically, we do a budget pest control scoreboard update during this time. I don't know if Coach wants to share anything. Is that something you had planned?
Well, I got a few college scores we can share here from today. Some finals in the SEC, Missouri 20, Kentucky 10, Auburn 35, Ole Miss 28, Alabama 48, Tennessee 17, and some others from around. Number 1, Clemson 47, Syracuse 21, Louisville 48, Florida State 16. Number 5, Ohio State 52, Nebraska 17 in the Big Ten opening weekend. MTSU 40, Rice 34 in two overtimes. One upset, Indiana upset number 8, Penn State 36-35 in overtime.
Wow.
And Texas 27, Baylor 16. And currently at the half, LSU leads South Carolina 31-10. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Spreading joy and happiness. Bringing joy and happiness by spreading death and destruction.
Yes. Second half ready to kick off here at John Tipples Field. Monterey going to boot it away to Clay County. Deep to receive. The ever-dangerous Alec Kerr. Be interesting to see if the Cats give him an opportunity here. Clay County looking for some fireworks for the first time tonight. Squib kick, low on the ground, fielded by Markham, I think it is. Clay County going to take over with good field position. Markham not much on the return. Appears to be spotted around the dog 37. 11:56 on this third quarter clock. We are scoreless after what was a tough first half. I kind of like a low-scoring game, but neither offense able to muster more on a drive more than a couple of first downs. Not a lot of continuity for either team on the offensive side thus far. Hopefully some good halftime adjustments were made, and we're going to see the Dogs come out in the third here and finally get on this scoreboard. First and 10, arms in the gun. Dogs playing from their own 37. Handoff inside. It's Kerr. He's right up the gut, has the first down and more, and he's fumbled the football. Monterey says they got it. We'll have to wait and see. Officials now converging on a couple players who are still fighting for it, and indeed it is Monterey ball. Credit Kerr with a gain of around 12 yards on the carry. We'll have to see. Monterey does take over with great field position inside dog territory at the 48. Get my notes jotted down here. Two fumbles so far for Clay County tonight. Monterey now with it. 11:47 on this third quarter clock as they take over from the Clay County 48-yard line, first and 10. Hand off to Bowman. He's in the backfield. Monterey keeps going to him, but Coons has really shut down Bowman. It was Wade again recording that stop. And it's going to be second and 10 after no gain on first down for Bowman. I thought he might come out and get a lot of yards tonight, and he did early, but Clay County's really zoned in on him.
Doing a great job, and, you know, Wade Coons is kind of taking it personally here, I think, and put it upon himself to keep an eye on number 4, and he's doing a good job at it.
Second and 10 now for Monterey. A wide out to either side and a tight end to the side. Tight end flip now. They're heavy to the left. A bit of an unbalanced set. and it's a quick screen to that side. Ball's called up the sideline, goes the receiver, and he's going to be run out of bounds short by Wade Coons, once again making the stop. Should be third and very short, unless I'm mistaken. Third and one. We do know that I couldn't find the information earlier. Kevin Donaldson, though, who's a weather expert, said it rained 1.28 inches last night in Salina. So John Teeples Field, no doubt, is very saturated. It has a good roll to it and drains good, but an inch and a quarter of rain, essentially, last night when this game was canceled. Lightning, though, obviously the cause for the cancellation last night. 10:45 on this third quarter clock. Monterey with it, third and one at the Dog 39. Whistles blow early, and it's going to be not a delayed game. There was 5 seconds on the clock. It is a timeout taken by Clay County. Coach Johnson wants to talk to his defense. Scoreless here, early third quarter. This is the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Coming back mid-play here, third and one. Hand off to a stand-up tailback. And pretty good defense by Clay County. However, only 1 yard was needed for the first, and Monterey picks up what appears to be 3, perhaps 4. The ball is up to the Bulldog 35, first and 10. Fourth play of this Monterey drive coming, Thomas. Clay County had the ball to start this third quarter. It's only at the 10:23 mark, but they fumbled it away on their first offensive play of the second half.
And that's what we've seen kind of all night long. Been one of those type games for the Bulldogs.
Quarterback under center for Monterey. Handoff to Bowman, who was the standing tailback in the I formation. Nothing doing for him. I'm going to let you pick out which gold jersey was in on it.
I don't know. I think it was Markham maybe coming from his linebacker position. They're all playing well as they game tackle Bowman down for no gain.
Second and 10. Fifth play of the drive coming. 9:50 and ticking, third quarter. Monterey none, Clay County none. Very similar to last year's game as it ended up being 9-6 in overtime in favor of the Wildcats at their home of Medley Field. Second and 10, Wildcats. Montgomery backs up into the shotgun. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Tight end in motion in the backfield. Sets up as a fullback. Bowman gets it behind that fullback on the left side. Has the first down and more. He's up the sideline, ran out of bounds. Going to have to credit Carson Sharp with the stop. Looks like he was the dog that chased Bowman off the playing field. A first down, though. Bowman looked good on that one. Definitely Monterey has had some rushing yards tonight. I know they've not scored yet, but they have had yardage up the middle and around the edge at times.
Yeah, just got the corner that time, Daniel, and then he turned it upfield when he got to the boundary. Good run by Bowman.
Monterey threatening. Ball at the Bulldog 23, right outside of the red zone. Montgomery in the shotgun. Bowman in his right hip. Hand off to the sophomore Bowman. He's off the left side again, breaking tackles close to a first down. May have it at least 9 yards picked up. They're going to spot him down at the 11, so that's going to move the chains again. And Monterey now with some momentum has it deeper than they've had all night into Bulldog territory. First and 10 from the 11. Seventh play of this Wildcat drive coming. They took over at the Bulldog 48 with a very short field. They have 3 first downs so far on this drive. 9 minutes and ticking on the third quarter clock. Wildcats break huddle. 15 seconds on the play clock. 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Montgomery and Bowman back there in the shotgun. Montgomery gets it. puts it in the gut of Bowman, who's once again off that left side. Wildcats have found something they like, and they really like this play because Bowman goes in untouched for the first points of this contest. A 7-play, 48-yard drive from Monterey that currently has them up 6-0. They usually have a good field goal kicker. We'll have to see what they do on the extra point play. Quickly, Monterey here in this first half, breaking this scoreless tie and going up 6-9 here at John Teeples Field. Left-footed kicker hits it, goes through the uprights, and the Wildcats lead the Dogs 7-0. 8:37 remains in the third quarter.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live, third quarter action, Monterey 7, Clay County 9, after the Wildcats just completed a 48-yard, 7-play scoring drive. They chewed up about 4 minutes of game clock as they did it, and Coach Edwards, you said they got it in chunks.
Well, the last three plays were 12, 10, and 11-yard chunks to get into the end zone.
Monterey jumps off sides on their kickoff, so that's going to back them up. Traditionally, you kick from your own 40. Monterey now going to do so from their 35, so that helps. They tried a little short pooch kick. It was not what I would call an onside kick. However, the Wildcat coverage team sprinted down in an effort, I think, to cover up the football prior to Clay County being able to. So a bit of a pooch kick into an empty spot in the Dog coverage team.
And we've seen that over the years from Monterey, you know, catch you off guard with an onside kick when they get some momentum, and they got it there on that last offensive possession to go up 7-0. Dent the scoreboard first here in this defensive battle. Clay County's got to respond here. They got to answer, Daniel, just like you said. In a game like this, you can't go down two scores.
Can't do it. Monterey kicking deeper this time. Kirk going to have a chance. Takes it to 17. Here he comes. 25-30. Runs into a man. He goes down. Monterey with a good job on the coverage. Kerr taking the punishment to the tackler, though, lowering the shoulder and making him pay. 8:30 left in this third quarter as Clay County takes over for their second offensive possession of the second half. They take over at their own 32. This will be their second possession and only their second play of the second half, because last time we had it, after Kerr ran for about 12 yards, he lost the football. Arms in the gun. Double wing set to the right. Burnett by himself to the left. Play action pass. Arms bootleg to the left. Hits Markham on the 5-yard out. He's brought down. Nice little play. Close to a first down. Sophomore to sophomore. It was a first down. We'll have to check the spot for the yardage gained. They're placing it at the Dog 43. So a pickup of 11. And a first down between Arms and Markham. Biggest play of the night, really, offensively, for the Dogs.
It was. We had he found Kerr for 11 in the first half, so he at least matched the biggest play, Daniel. Nice little naked boot right there and hitting Markham on the delay in the flat.
Burnett to the right by himself. Option play, pitch, ball on the ground. Sharp picks it up, brought down hard. Loss of yardage on the speed option to the right. Arms pitched it behind Sharp. Luckily, Carson able to reach his left hand back as he was going on pitch to the right. Swatted the ball, and it bounced back into his hands off of John Teeples Field. So a loss of about 4 on the play, setting up 2nd and 14. But Clay County lucky to still have possession of the football.
They are, Daniel. They dodged a bullet right there. We've seen the ball on the ground way too much here for the Dogs.
Ball at the black and gold 38. One thing I like about that set, it's got Burnett isolated by himself, one-on-one with the DB. I'd like to see us take a shot down the sideline deep to him. Maybe not here on second and 14. We need to at least get some yardage here back. Three wide to the left, arms in the gun, one wide to the right, quick screen set up, and it is going to be, who is that?
Jimmy
Burchett on the reception. He gains back what was lost on the negative play on first down. It's going to set us up for around third and 10. Ball spotted at the Clay County 41 for third and 11. 7-10 and ticking. Third quarter action. Monterey 7, Clay County none. Big play here. I don't know that we need to get all 12 yards that are needed, but at least half of it, if we want to go for it on fourth down, it needs to at least be manageable. Third and 12 right now. Two wide to the right, tied into the left, arms with it, rolls to his right. Going to go downfield, wants to, has time, ends up releasing short, trying to hit Markham, who never turned around for the screen pass. He was still engaged blocking. So an incomplete pass puts Clay County in a position where they have to punt here. They're fourth and 12. The ball spotted at their own 41-yard line. So hopefully they can pin Monterey deep and hold here. As we mentioned, you do not want to go down two possessions in a game where you've struggled to get first downs.
You know, good protection early in that one. Arms had time. Just good coverage down the field. As a two-man route across the middle, kind of a drag route to this side, Daniel. And, you know, they were double covered down the middle. Arms did a good job of pulling that one down.
Great punt by Markham. Going to go out of bounds around the Wildcat 14, where Monterey's going to take over approximately 86 yards from the Bulldog end zone. So a good opportunity for the Dog defense here. The 19, I'm sorry, 81 yards away. That's twice tonight I've confused yard lines, and John's been here to straighten me out. 6:37 left in the third quarter. Monterey with an opportunity to go up by two possessions. This is their second possession of the second half.
You know, we saw that Clay County defense kind of got leaned on that last drive, Daniel. We've got to see them get back to that first half form here and shut the Wildcats down.
Montgomery in the shotgun, two wide to the right. That's the short side of the field, one wide to the left to the wide side. The ball snapped from the right hash. Hand off to Bowman. He's going to be tackled for a loss, and it is Alec Kerr, I believe. Yeah, flying up. Going to watch that down marker. It does retreat. How many times do you see a safety recording a tackle for a loss?
Well, it's a product of good play up front, too, Daniel. We saw, I think it was Burchett and maybe Garrett on that far side of the defensive line stringing that one out, and Kerr, his instinct just brings him to that line of scrimmage and making that tackle for loss.
As you
six of the night.
As you mentioned earlier, give credit to Seth Eads, John Hamilton, and Dalton Gold, Levi Garrett as well, keeping those Monterey offensive linemen there at the line, letting the linebackers run free. Quick screen to the left on second and 12. Flags come out. False start against Monterey. They started the game with miscues and penalties, and fortunately, here on their second possession of the third quarter, we see it happen again to them. They're going to have it second and around 16 to 17 yards as the ball's now spotted at the Wildcat 13. Goad out right now. We didn't see an injury take place. He missed much of this season with a groin injury, though. Could have re-aggravated that. Second long for Monterey. They do have a 7-0 lead. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Montgomery, who's got a very clean white jersey. He's not been on the ground any tonight, and that's not a good thing. Looks to throw downfield. Ball's released. Caught. Big pickup. Carson Sharp trying to bring down the receiver, and finally he does. Good hustle by Sharp. Perhaps a touchdown-saving tackle. Also accompanying him was Joseph Markham. Biggest play for either offense of the night. And all of a sudden, Monterey, who had it second and 17 deep in their own territory, has flipped the field to the Bulldog 42.
Nice play call, nice execution. You saw him take Bowman out of the backfield in motion, which pulled out a linebacker, and then the Montgomery doing a nice job of looking off the safety and then hitting that backside seam down the middle. Just good play by the Wildcats right there.
It was, and part of the problem, as I mentioned, Montgomery with a really clean jersey here on a muddy, messy field, he has not been sacked tonight. Montgomery with it, going to run it. On 1st and 10, not much there. I think it was Keaton Arms. I saw a pink towel. He's wearing one tonight for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Was in on the stop. Pretty good gain, though, for the sophomore quarterback, Matthew Montgomery. We'll call it a gain of 5, sitting up 2nd and 5. Ball now down at the Bulldog 37. 4-down territory for Monterey. They have a 7-0 lead, and already we're down to 4.5 minutes left in the 3rd quarter. Monterey does a good job of chewing up clock, maintaining possession, and limiting your opportunities, especially when they're leading. Here's the snap. Quick screen to the left. Ball is incomplete. Nearly picked off. And that's really what we need at this point. A big turnover to flip this momentum back in Clay County's favor. It's really flat here tonight. We do have several who have assembled here at John Peebles Field, sitting down here in Joe Neely Stadium. However, it's not our typical weekend crowd.
It's not, Daniel. There's kind of no emotion from the crowd or the team really right now for Clay County, but that's what happens in a defensive battle with not many fireworks on the offensive side of the ball.
5th play of this drive coming. Monterey with it. 3rd and what we'll call a long 4. Ball at the Bulldogs 37. Montgomery in the shotgun. Flips a tight end and a wing right to left. You know they're going to go that way because they're heavy that side. Bowman goes right up the middle behind those blockers. He does not get the first. We're going to see 4th and short here. So the Dog defense, who was on the stop?
Senior Seth Eads stopping it up in the middle there, Daniel. He's, like you said earlier, that front line's done a pretty good job.
They have. Dog defense has it all on their shoulders right now. With a bigger program, you would have 2 different units, as we've chronicled several times. Dalton Goad now going back on the field, John Hamilton coming off. This is the same guys that play offense. We play about 12 guys, so nobody gets a lot of rest. You get deep into these second halves, they are in good condition, but they play every play. 3:33 and ticking, 1st and 10, or not 1st and 10, 4th and 1. Trying to prevent a 1st and 10. Montgomery going to be in the shotgun. Bowman at his right hip. Clay County's going to watch the football. Quarterback keeper on the run. He gets the 1st down. Monterey doing a nice job with just straight downhill football. Nothing fancy. It's not that they really blew Clay County off the line of scrimmage. Just kind of held them neutralized there and allowed their sophomore quarterback, Matthew Montgomery, the opportunity to take it between guard and tackle off right side and pick up the 1st. Ball now down to the Clay County 29.
That run there put them over the 100-yard mark for the night. 101 yards on 24 carries.
What set this up was that big pass play down the middle, Daniel, and then, like you said, Monterey's just chewing clock besides that.
Montgomery in the gun, 1st and 10, hands off to Bowman. Bowman hitting the backfield. 2 different dogs there. The Goad was the initial hitter. Somebody else cleaned it up. If you saw the 2nd one, Thomas, I'll let you give credit. We do have a Wildcat down after the play here injured. 2:36 on the clock as they stop it for this injury. Monterey leads 7-0. When we come back from this injury timeout break, it's going to be 2nd and 10.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelHollowLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, the Wildcat injured, we believe, was Mason Bowman, who has hurt Clay County so much tonight with his run game. He did exit the field, I believe, under his own power, and is currently over on the visiting sideline. Certainly hope that he's all right. Right now, Monterey going to play without their leading rusher. They do have it second, and I guess it's 11, perhaps a loss of one on that last rush. More importantly, though, they're threatening with it at the Bulldogs' 30-yard line. Four down territory here for Monterey. Montgomery in the gun, a new running back now at his right hip with Bowman on the sideline. Here's the snap. Handoff to that running back. He's fresh, but he's not the runner Bowman is, and he's brought down. I think it was number 8, Michael Allred, another sophomore. So Monterey, a pretty young team this year. We've not called a lot of senior skill players, at least, for the Wildcats. Pick up of one, setting up 3rd and 10. So Clay County with a great opportunity here. Now we're going to see, this is 4-down territory. Monterey's got 2 plays to pick up this 10 yards, but if we can get out of 3rd and 10 here and leave them in 4th and long, it really helps us. Montgomery in the gun, all red at his right hip. A tight end and a wing to the right, 2 wide to the left. Here's the snap. Montgomery gonna pass. Wants to hit the wheel route down the sideline. He throws for it. It could be intercepted. No, Carson Sharp was the only guy who could have caught it, but it was even too far for him. So Monterey going for the end zone on 3rd and 10, leaves themselves in 4th and 10 at the Bulldog 30. Monterey typically, if they're within range, likes to kick field goals. However, I think they're a little too far away. It would be around a 47-yarder from this point. It was a field goal, a walk-off field goal in overtime last year that they won by. The last time Clay County beat Monterey was here at John Teeples Field when our seniors were freshmen. They tried a field goal to go for the win. At the end, it fell short by 1 foot, and Clay County won that one 22-20.
If I recall right, Dan, there was a penalty right there that pushed them back 5 more yards and led to missing that field goal, maybe.
You're right. I'd forgotten that part. 4th and 10. Montgomery to throw. Wants to go down the left sideline. Can't do it. Rolls to his right. Under pressure. Going to run it now. He may just have enough. I don't know. Breaks the tackle. Brought down by Kerr. Going to be short. Clay County going to take over.
Huge turnover on downs right there for Clay County, guys. You know, we saw Monterey start a march. Hit a big play down the middle and then just kind of running at will until Bowman went to the sideline. Dodged a bullet right there. That did the Dogs.
The 10-play Monterey drive does end at the Dog 20. Clay County takes over. 80 yards away from much-needed points. They trail 7-0. Minute 21 left in the third quarter as they take over. Arms and Company, Bray Cuddle. This should be the 3rd Clay County possession of the second half, and it is. Arms in the gun, bobbles the football, hands to Sharp. He's brought down in the backfield. The loss of time on the faulty exchange allowed big number 52, Anthony Soberanus, to come up through the line and make the stop. Soberanus has played well tonight on the defensive line for Monterey. He was a feature back for them in earlier years. We called his name a lot, and I'm sure I mispronounced it a lot. He has moved to an inside linebacker and an offensive guard this year. The senior willing to do anything he needs to for his team. Loss of 1 on the play for Sharp, setting up 2nd and 11 from the Dog 19. Here's the snap. Arms rolls to his right, wants to pass, has plenty of time going deep downfield for Alec Curran. It's going to be incomplete, almost intercepted. It was Byron Borges, the sophomore, who could have had the interception. It just went right through his open hands. So Clay County going for a deep dagger on 2nd down, leaves themselves in 3rd and 11 here. So you've got to get 11 to convert because we're snapping from our own 19, 20-yard line. Definitely not 4-down territory. Clock stopped at 37 seconds left in the third after the incomplete pass. Going to have Bryson Burchett now at Kerr split to the left. Jacob Burnett and Jimmy Burchett split to the right. Arms in the gun. Markham at his left hip. Arms to pass. Has time. Goes right down the seam for Markham, and it's caught, but Soberanis wrestles it away, maybe. I think Soberanis has it. Simultaneous possession, but I'm afraid to say, guys, it looked to me like Soberanis had more of the football than Markham did. Very interesting play. They're still huddled.
Would be a first down, Daniel.
Simultaneous possession. We saw this earlier this year. Markham got the play because the offense usually gets the decision here. They're saying an interception, and I hate to agree, but it did look like Soberanis had, let's say, 60% possession and Markham 40. Very interesting as Coach Johnson out all the way to the numbers screaming at the officials wanting to know why he does not have a first down. Good defensive play there by Soberanis puts Monterey back in possession of the football. 25 seconds left in the third quarter as they take over. Going to be their fourth possession of this second half. They do have a 7-0 lead. Horrible turn of events. They snap in good field position from the Clay County 35. Clay County going to take a timeout. We had 12 players on the field. Monterey with it. First and 10. Great field position. Have a short field at the Bulldog 35. 25 seconds left in the third quarter.
To the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network. Here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters. All served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Monterey Mac with it here. First and 10 play was a handoff to Michael Allred. He picked up around two, sitting up second, Nate. Not sure which Bulldog made the stop.
Levi Garrett in there, Daniel.
Ball advanced down on Allred's two-yard pickup to the Bulldog 34, and that will be the final play of the third quarter. We've got 12 minutes left to settle it here at John Tables Field. Currently, Monterey leads 7-0 with one quarter left.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
First play of the fourth quarter, fixing to be snapped on. Monterey with it at the Clay County 34. Second and 8. Matthew Montgomery, who still has a very pristine white-looking jersey out there, ready to take this shotgun snap. Hands off to Bowman, who re-enters the contest after being out for injury. He picks up around 3. He's going to be taken down to the 30. And some frivolous activity going on between Dalton Goad and some of the Wildcats. I think Goad kept his cool. Maybe some of the Wildcats after Goad a little after the whistle. However, no penalties come out. But the Monterey sideline getting pretty chippy and chattery across the way. Ball at the black and gold 31 for 3rd and 4. Monterey going to snap on the third play of this drive. They took over after a Keaton Arms interception. We saw simultaneous possession between Anthony Soberanis and Joseph Markham, but Soberanis, the senior linebacker, wrestled it away, the official said, and Monterey got the turnover. Bowman on 3rd down, stopped short of the sticks, going to be 4th and short. Clay County once again is going to have an opportunity to turn it over on downs. They did so on the last Monterey possession.
Dalton Goad coming off the edge and Wade Coons coming up the middle to clean it up, Daniel. Big stop there for Clay County. Huge, huge play right here. We're ticking down under 11 minutes to go in this ball game, and it's a one-score ball game. Need to get the ball back to this offense of Clay County and see if they can come up with something.
Monterey 7, Clay County 9, 4th and a long 3. Play clock at 10 seconds, Monterey at the line. Montgomery in the shotgun, 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Here's the snap, going to be a pass. Montgomery rolls to his right, releases, going to be caught for the first down. No tackle recorded on the play officially because the Monterey receiver, Chandler Bowden, caught the 5-yard out, got what he needed, and went out of bounds of his own accord, stopping the clock at 10:26. 5th play of this Wildcat drive coming after they convert that 4th down.
It's another good play from the Wildcats right there. They run a little flood route to that side, push both the linebacker and the corner deep, and then just set it down underneath at the sideline to pick up about, what, 5 or 6 for the first down?
Yep. 10:25 as we set on the clock. Left in the contest, Monterey 7, Clay County 9. Wildcats threatening to go up by 2 possessions. They have it 1st and 10 at the Bulldog 24. Montgomery in the gun, looks to the sideline to get the call from head coach Scott Hughes. Hughes in his 7th year at Monterey has a 4-2 record against the Bulldogs. Quarterback keeper by Montgomery. He's brought down by a host of dogs. Dalton Goad there right on top of them. Someone else, though, at the bottom of the pile, and I think that was Levi Garrett. Thomas, if you had a distinction between who it was, credit who you'd like, Goad and Garrett involved.
Both of them playing well, as is that entire defensive front. We talked about that, Daniel. Just stopping it up when they need to.
This is a Monterey team that's used to putting up big numbers. When they win, they score a lot of points. Even against undefeated Bledsoe County, I think it was last week, they scored 14, 21 points. So here, Clay County's done a good job to hold them to 7 at this point. They picked up nothing on 1st down. Now it's 2nd and 10. From the Clay County 24, hand up to Bowman. He's hitting the backfield,
yes,
going to be brought down. He's still running hard, actually broke 2 tackles, broke a tackle of Burchett and Arms, and was brought down by Kerr and Coons. Got right back to the, actually ended up losing a little bit, going to be 3rd and 12. It is 4 down territory with the ball for Monterey sitting at the Clay County 25.
You know, they've had it across the 30-yard line for quite some time now, it seems like, or right at it, Daniel. And this Clay County defense just keeps battling and keep battling. They've lost 3 yards on the last 2 plays as the front is just bringing it.
3rd and 12 for Monterey. Time not on the Bulldog side. We're under 9 minutes to play in the contest. You can bet that Montgomery let the play clock get the 1 before he snaps. It's at 2. Here's the snap at 1. Going to be a quick pass. Batted down. Keaton Arms wisely getting his hands up on the pass rush. Swatted it to the turf. Going to be 4th and 12. I thought for a moment that Kerr was going to, or not Kerr, but Arms was going to be able to hang on to it, pick six the thing.
Almost did, Daniel. You see the blitz on that one. Coach Johnson dialing it up, bringing Arms, and I think he also brought Coons maybe on that one, putting the pressure on Montgomery, and then just a great job by the sophomore right there getting tall and knocking that one down.
8:45 on the clock, and it is stopped after that incomplete pass. 4th and 12 for Monterey. Ball at the Bulldog 25. Big play. Monterey leads 7-0. Dogs need a chance to get the ball back in their hands. Montgomery in the gun. 2 wide to the right. Don't make it 3 that way. 1 to the left. Half time to pass. Releases downfield on the left sideline. Working to get sharp. Ball's incomplete. Clay County taking over. Turnover on downs. And now's the time. Joe Neal League Stadium recognizes this is the moment that the Dogs need to take over this thing. They come to their feet and cheer them on. Turnover on downs. Clay County giving up the touchdown to Monterey on that first possession of the second half. Since then, they've turned them over on downs every time.
Great coverage by Carson Sharp down the field, Daniel, getting physical with that Wildcat receiver. No flag on the play, just put his body on him, made the deflection, got it done.
Textbook coverage. He's our best cover guy, and he was there on that one. 1st and 10 Dogs from their own 25. Option play left side. Arms keeper turns north and south off the edge. Barrels ahead. Picks up around 6. We do have a player down on the play. I hear a lot of chatter from the Monterey fans who drove down from the Cumberland Plateau. I'm not sure what they got excited about because Arms just barreled ahead for 7 yards. Levi Garrett battling through that gimpy knee injury. He's played tough tonight. We've seen him come off, rest a couple plays, go back in. Trotting out for him is Stone Lynn, the sophomore offensive line reserve. Lynn actually got a start a couple weeks ago, so Stone is an experienced player this year.
He has played big minutes, too, in that Westmoreland win, if you'll remember, Daniel.
Ball setting at the Clay County 33 for 2nd and long 2. Arms in the gun. Current is right hip. Quarterback keeper. Arms barrels ahead for the first. I lost sight of him there in the scrum. He does advance up to the Clay County 38 for the first. Third play of this drive coming. So far, 2 plays, 2 Keaton Arms runs, and I say keep going to the well until it goes dry.
Well, if you remember back to that Westmoreland game I just spoke of, Daniel, you know, Arms and Markham combined for that physicality, that straight-ahead run for what we thought was the game-winning drive at the time, ended up not being. But that's what we need to see again here out of Clay County.
Kerr, the stand-up tailback behind Arms. 1st and 10. Play-action pass rolls to his left. Looking downfield. Ball's released. It's Jacob Burnett. He's in the 40, 35, 30. Brought down. Jacob Burnett flipping the field on the corner route. He was the TDS top performer last week against White County, and we called for it. We said when good things happen on the Clay County offense, it's because Jacob Burnett's involved. There he is making a big play, breathing life for the first time in the second half into Clay County.
Great route by Burnett right there, and as Arms with the play action to the far side and then rolled the boot. Burnett broke off a post and then brought it back to the sideline. But the offensive line play right there gave Arms the time to set his feet and make a perfect throw to Burnett.
Ball at the Wildcat 28. Dogs threatening. Arms in the gun, 1st and 10. A wide out to either side, hand off to Sharp. He's around right side. Nothing much doing. Might have got back to the line of scrimmage. Clay County is in 4-down territory here. And honestly, at this point in the game, kind of regardless of where it was at, it could be anyway. They do trail 7-0, 6:35 and ticking here in regulation. Ball is resting after a positive pickup by Sharp at the 26. So a gain of 2 for Carson, setting up 2nd and 8. Keaton in the gun, Burnett to the right, Kerr to the left, Sharp behind Arms. Quarterback keeper, Arms with it off the left side, going to get around the edge, go north and south, and a penalty flag comes out. Holding going to be called against Wade Coons. Coons was working against Denver Smith, a good-sized senior defensive lineman, and they got tangled up, and the holding penalty going to be called. Dalton Goad hobbling off the field is injured on the play. Stone Lynn going to trot out for him, and Goat appears to be hurting as much as we've seen him this year. Something on his right leg severely painting him. He got off the field, though, and action continues. They're right now preparing to step off the penalty. And here the ball moves backwards after the hold. Maybe it wasn't a hold because, let's see, they're going to spot it at the 28.
They called face mask on arm.
Offensive face mask.
With a stiff arm right there. Yeah.
Second nine. So we had it set. We ended up losing 1 yard, essentially, and replay the down, it looks like. So second nine now. Ball at the 29, we'll call it. Oh, Monterey, hand off to Sharp. He's around left side. Biggest drive of the night for Carson. Gets the first down, and he'll be taken out of bounds around the 15. Sixth play of this dog drive coming. They picked up three first downs on it. The big play of Jacob Burnett, the catalyst to flip the field and get Clay County down here. Clay County going to be snapping from the Monterey 17-yard line. Arms in the gun. Mark him at his right hip. Option play. Quarterback keeper. Keaton cuts it back. Nothing there. Kept his feet, but his momentum was stopped and whistles blow. Keaton, a strong kid. Showed his strength there. The Monterey defensive lineman, even after the whistles, were trying to rip the ball out of the grasp of his firm right hand, and they couldn't do it. No gain on that first down carry. Second and 10 now. Monterey 7, Clay County 9, 5:20 and ticking left in the contest. Ball at the Wildcat 17. Two wide to the right, two to the left for Clay County. Arms in the gun. Sharp at his right heel. Arms to pass, rolls to the right, looks back to the left, targeting Markham, and he caught it for a touchdown. Clay County finally on the board. Monterey 7, Dog 6. A sophomore to sophomore, arms to Markham, connects. He likes Markham. He found him on the corner route. Markham was playing the up back, the fullback. He was in motion in the backfield. Monterey thought he was going to be a blocker. He slipped off unnoticed off the left side of the offensive line, Thomas, and caught the pretty pass. Big extra point coming. 7-6 the score. Levi Garrett on, the sophomore to kick. Keaton Arms, the sophomore to hold. The senior, Bryson Burchett, for the long snap. Monterey going to load up and come after it. Snap, set, kicks away, and that kick off of the bad right knee of Levi Garrett is good, and we're tied up here 7-7. Levi Garrett, what a kick. Coach Edwards, he's been gimpy all night, has a right knee injury, and puts it through on the bad leg. Knotted up at 7. 4:58 remains.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, 7-7 the score between Monterey and Clay County. This is the 75th meeting of these two schools, and it's been a Region 4A dandy tonight. 4:58 remains on the clock as Levi Garrett sitting to kick it off, but Coach Edwards going back to that last drive. Two huge pass plays we saw. First one, arms to Burnett to flip the field, then arms to Markham for the touchdown.
A couple plays that we hadn't seen all night, really hadn't really tried to throw it deep in and then snuck that one in there to Burnett, and he snagged it and added a few yards after the catch.
4:58 remaining. Monterey with plenty of time. Clay County defensively have been playing really good since they gave up that touchdown to Monterey on the first drive of the second quarter. They've turned them over on downs three times in a row. Monterey going to be getting it for the fourth time here in this second half. Bowman picks it up at his own 25. He's a good runner. He comes upfield, but he's getting brought down on this one. Good kickoff coverage, and it was Markham who just caught the touchdown who made the stop. Monterey taking over with the ball spotted on their own end of the field. 4:53 remaining here in the fourth quarter. It was an overtime contest last year at Medley Field with the Wildcats winning 9-6. Right now, 7-7, we could be headed for extra minutes tonight.
We've talked about it all night long, eerily similar. Can't be the same. It was tied 6-6 going into overtime last year up on the mountain. It's 7-7 now. But it's just another one of those, I've said it all night long, a slugfest back and forth. And we saw Clay County respond on that last drive there as to tie this ball game up.
Montgomery in the gun. Monterey first and 10 from their own 33. Hand off to Bowman right into the heart of the defense, and the defense responds. Arms involved on the tackle along with other defensive linemen for sure. We can't always see everything, but we always at least pick somebody out. I know Keaton was one of the first responders on that play.
He was, Daniel, and you talk about that response from Clay County to tie this up. It came after consecutive turnover on downs, big fourth down stops by this Clay County defense. They've rose to the occasion so far. They got four more minutes to do it again.
4:15 and ticking as Monterey's got it. Second and 7 after a pickup of 3 on first down. They snap from their own 35. Play clock at 10. Montgomery in the gun. 3 wide to the left, and whistles blow. False start, Monterey. They're doing something wrong, because that's 4 times, I believe, tonight they've had that infraction call. .403 on the clock. It stops with the penalty. I think they will crank it again here in just a moment. Play clock, it resets to 25, and the game clock does begin. We're under 4 minutes to play. 7-7 the score. Monterey scored early here in the second half. Clay County scored here late in the second half. It was 0-0 at halftime. Second and 12. Montgomery in the gun. 2 wide to the left. Tight end flip to the left now. They're heavy this side, and here it comes. Behind all those blockers. Jimmy Burchett in the backfield with a hit. Bowman breaks it, though, before Carson Sharp comes up and makes the stop. And we saw Bryson Burchett throwing his body around like a wild man, helping make the stop, too. Good defense by Clay County. However, yardage gained by Bowman. Burchett just could not make the hit deep in the backfield. He slowed him down, gave his team time to get there, but couldn't make the tackle for loss.
Still third and long, Daniel. Just a great job of game tackling and finishing that one off on the sideline by Clay County. You can see there's some momentum here behind this Clay County defense, a little pep in their step right now.
I guess they didn't gain what I thought they did.
No,
about
they
5. It's 3rd and 9, we'll call it. And it was Jimmy Burchett playing outside linebacker that set the edge to keep Bowman from getting a big game. This is not 4 down territory, so if we stop here on 3rd and 9, it will be a punt most likely. Monterey snaps from their own 33. 3rd and 9. Montgomery to throw. Swing pass. Knocked to the turf. Bryson Burchett almost had a pick 6, which would have been his 3rd interception in as many games. But it's going to be a Monterey punt coming with 2:33 remaining. Clay County going to have an opportunity for Alec Kirk, who's always shifty, always dangerous in the open field, to field a Monterey punt.
Burchett knows it too, Daniel. He had that one just kind of whiffed on it. I think it kind of caught him off guard, or he's in the end zone with a pick 6, like you said.
Monterey to punt. They do so from their own 31. Kerr stands at his 35. Here's the snap. Here's the kick. High short. Not returnable, in my opinion. Kerr feels it. Muffs it. Picks it up. And he gets a little bit of a return. Very dangerous play by the sophomore. Fortunately, though, it works out in his favor. Sets Clay County up with good field position in Monterey territory to start it all off. A very fortunate bounce for Alec Kerr there. It hit the turf and went back into his hands. Clay County with it. Fifth possession of the second half. 2:23 remaining in regulation here in the fourth quarter. 7-7 the score. Dogs take over 40 yards away from go-ahead points at the Monterey 40.
Could be a signature drive of the young Keaton Arms career right here, Daniel.
Arms puts it in the gut of Markham on first down. He gains about 3. It'll be interesting to see with what urgency Clay County plays here. We have these play clocks now. We know exactly when we need to snap if we want to milk time down. We're at 2:05 and ticking. Pick up of what we'll go ahead and call five for Markham as the ball sets at the 35-yard line of Monterey. Second and five. Clay County not playing too quickly. Down to a minute 50. 20 seconds on the play clock. I don't think we'll let it run down. Arms in the gun. Three wide to the right, one to the left. Quick pass play set up for Kerr. He has it. 35. And into the arms of about three Wildcats. Very little gain there for Alec. Clock continues to run. We're down to a minute 35 and ticking here. 7-7 the score between Monterey and Clay County. The ball now placed back at the Wildcat 35. No gain on that pass. Third and five. Minute 15 and ticking in regulation. Arms going to be in the shotgun. Bryson Burchett, Alec Kerr, and Jimmy Burchett split to the left. Jacob Burnett by himself to the right. Here's the snap. Arms looking to pass. Targeting downfield in the pressure now and sacked. Third and five. Now, Monterey's going to go ahead and call a timeout here, no doubt, and save some time. 59 seconds left on the clock. Now, Clay County still has the football and one more play opportunity. They've got it fourth and 11, I think, after the sack. It looks like it's placed at the Monterey 41 for 4th and 11. That timeout is taken by Clay County, the official signals. 59 seconds on the clock. We're going to play one ad. Come back. Monterey 7, Clay County 7, 4th and 11 for Clay County when we come back.
Always save with the best choice is Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here for the exciting conclusion of regulation, at least. Maybe not the whole contest. 59 seconds remain. Monterey 7, Clay County 7. 4th and 11. Clay County right now has their punt unit on the field. The ball's at the Monterey 41. We have Alec Kerr and Jacob Burnett split to the right. Everybody else in tight for punt protection. Markham 12 yards behind, standing at the Bulldog right at midfield. Puts his foot to it, kicks it away. Number one for Monterey fields it, immediately hit by Burnett and Kerr and brought down. Jacob Burnett, always the first man down on punt. He had the initial hit. Kerr cleaned it up. And between the two, they pinned Monterey deep. So the Wildcats have it with 50 seconds left. Coach, update us on the timeout situation for both teams.
We've got Monterey, three timeouts remaining. Clay County just used their last one.
So Monterey with 50 seconds and three timeouts, taking over deep in their own territory. I'm going to say it's sitting at the five. Yep, the Monterey five. So they're going to have to go 95 yards if they wish to break this 7-7 tie in regulation.
You know, Dalton Goad's been out on the last couple of possessions. We see him re-enter right here down on the goal line, guys.
Montgomery in the gun. Hands to Bowman. He's right into the heart of the defense. Not much there. I lied to you. Bowman didn't get it. Montgomery kept it. Picks up some yardage short of the first. Gets out to the 13, perhaps the 12. And Monterey content to let this thing tick. They're not going to – I don't know that they'll take another snap – because the play clock's at 30, game clock at 28, both are ticking. So if the Wildcats want to play for overtime, they have the chance to do it right here without running another play. Coach Hughes not making any motion on the sideline as the game clock's down to 15 seconds. And for the second consecutive season, it looks like these two squads are going into extra innings, so to speak, in this big Region 4A matchup. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Buzzer sounds. Four quarters just wasn't enough tonight. We didn't play on Friday. Had to wait 24 hours. We're going to have to wait a little longer to find out who wins this one. Into regulation. Clay County 7, Monterey 7.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Overtime fixing to get underway. We should see a representative from either squad go out to midfield. Flip a coin to see for choice of who's going to get ball first. Traditionally speaking, you like to take ball second. This is not sudden death. Each team will have an opportunity from the 10-yard line to score. Four plays from 10 yards out will be the format that we'll see. Each team will get an opportunity. Soberanus and Burnett out at midfield to flip the coin here. I believe that Clay County won the toss last year and wanted the football, the best I recall, and Monterey ends up beating us on a field goal. Clay County's defense played well that night, as they have tonight. We'll have to see what happens this year. The head official explaining the situation to both team captains. This could be the last, it will be the last region meeting between these two teams for at least 2 years. Monterey, in the next classification cycle that starts next year, going to move up to AA in football. I assume the two teams will still try to schedule one another. It's a pretty good matchup always, good fan base, close game, but it will not be a Region 4A matchup if they meet next year, Coach. Also, they're moving up in basketball. They've been a bit of a thorn in your side lately, and you're not going to have to deal with them in District 6.
That's true, Danny. We're, you know, we're happy to see them go, to be honest with you. they have been pretty tough the last couple of years.
Monterey this year going to have the football first. Clay County going to be lining up off to our right for defense. They'll have their backs to Russell Richardson Doghouse. Their faces will be to the scoreboard here at John Teeples Field. And I have done a poor job. That's the first time tonight I've given any directions on which way the teams were traveling. I apologize for that. This Saturday night's got me off my game a little bit, I guess. Overtime action here at Joe Neal Leeds Stadium. Monterey going to have the football first. First and goal from the 10. If we knowed it would have turned out this way, we could have run them out last night between lightning strikes and just played this one series and got it over with, couldn't we?
You're right.
Okay. Folks, we appreciate you tuning in here on the Horizon Sports Network. Hope that we're doing a good job of covering it for you. Hopefully we're about to call a big Clay County overtime win.
Hey,
head official giving a lot of instructions out, and finally he blows this one live. Montgomery in the gun, two wide to the left, Bowman at the left hip, tight end flip, look for him to come back weak side, I think, this time, rather than to the strength. Quick pass, screen set up on the left side, ball's caught, little gain there, perhaps 3 to 4 yards. Actually, they could mark him at the 5, so it'll be second and goal from around the 5. Monterey doing a nice job of getting half of the needed yardage there on one play. They've done that so much tonight, and I was afraid here when they flip and go heavy one side, they might come back to the weak side with a bit of trickery. However, they did not. Second goal from the 5. Monterey with the ball. Montgomery in the gun. Two wide to the left. Bowman at the left tip. Once again, tight end flips to the left. They're heavy to that side. Hand off to Bowman. He runs off the left side. Gets into the heart of the defense. The defense holds. Bowman barrels his way down to about the 1. Perhaps the 2, where it's going to be pretty tough to hold the Wildcats out. Third and goal from about 6 feet out from the dog end zone. Clay County, though, when their backs are up against the wall so often, does an excellent job. Whistles blow. I think each team gets one timeout during overtime, and I think Monterey just called theirs. Injury on the field. The player was for Monterey, being helped off right now by the coaching staff, so we'll stay on air since he's not down. Third and goal from the 2-yard line for the Wildcats. Monterey just a run first team, so this is where they want it. Two plays to get 6 feet for the Wildcats. Bowman is off the field. He must have been the injured player. Look for Montgomery to keep it. Montgomery does. Quarterback run, and he is stopped short. Going to be fourth and goal from about 6 inches out, I guess. There was some positive yardage picked up by Montgomery on the quarterback keeper off the right side. So this is it. Fourth and goal. What will Monterey do? Will they kick the field goal to get a score? Or will they go for the touchdown with only a few inches to gain? Looks like their offense is on the field. Two wide outs to the left, a tight end and a wing to the right. Montgomery in the gun, all red at his right hip. I look for Montgomery to keep again. Shotgun snaps there. Montgomery straight ahead, runs into the dog defense, and the line holds, I think. I see no signal yet. Touchdown. Finally, a signal was given, not what the black and gold faithful wanted to see. Monterey gets it in. Once again, this is not sudden death. Clay County going to get an opportunity as well from the 10, four plays from it. Monterey going to kick to try to go up by 7 rather than go for the 2-point and go up by 8. 13-7 currently the score. Abner Felix, the freshman, comes out to attempt extra point. He's a left-footed kicker, snap, set, kicks away, and that kick is good. 14-7, the score, here in overtime. Clay County going to get four plays from the 10-yard line. 30 feet, coach. Four plays to do it. Going to have a brief break here between Thomas. Each team gets to go over, get a drink of water, talk to their coaching staff. What do you look to see out of Clay County here?
Well, I think you go back to that game-tying drive, and we saw Keaton Arms follow up. They did a little read option look where they pulled it out of the gut of Kerr, and then he followed him up the middle. I think you got to give it to your most physical runner down in the, on the goal line, and that's Keaton Arms right here. If not, we may see Coach Harris go with that jumbo package of his where he puts Alec Kerr kind of as that single back there. We know he has the nose for the end zone, too. I think you're going to see one of those two things early on anyway.
First and goal from the 10. Here are the dogs. Jacob Burnett split to the right, Alec Kerr to the left. Markham at the left tip of Arms who's in the gun. A tight end either side as well. Here's the snap. Arms, quarterback keeper, right into the teeth of the defense. Nothing doing. Picked up maybe 1. I'm going to say no gain. Second goal from the 10. Not a bad play call there. Arms the most downhill physical runner. Put it in his hands, but Monterey's defensive line up to the task on that one. three plays now for Clay County to get it in the end zone. 14-7 here in overtime. Monterey leads.
I see the same set here, Daniel. I wouldn't go away from it just because it didn't work one time.
Play clock down to 7. Dogs in danger of losing 5 yards here.
Same
play
set.
Play clock at 2, at 1. Here's the snap. Arms with it. Quarterback keeper off left side. Tries to get in the corner. Getting positive yardage. Gains about 5. Advances up to what I'm going to call the 3-yard line. So Arms with a 7-yard pickup. Clay County now in pretty good shape. Third and goal from the 3. 9 feet to pick up, 2 plays to do it. I say Arms again, more than likely. 2 plays so far, Thomas. 2 quarterback keepers by Keaton Arms, the sophomore. Play clock at 15 as the Dogs come to the line. Arms goes under center, heavy set. Kerr, the standing tailback. Here's the snap. Give to Kerr. Dive over the top. Got a little bit of positive yardage down to the 1. He did not get in, though. Very similar to Monterey's possession a few moments ago. It's going to be 4th and goal from the 1. Monterey, I think, actually had it a little closer than Clay County does. On their 4th and goal, they were a couple inches off the goal line. Monterey looks to be a full 3 feet perhaps off. And the Dogs going to use their 1 timeout here on the play of this game. Overtime, 4th and goal. We're going to play 1 ad. When we come back, the Dogs have a chance to tie it up.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. Monterey 14, Clay County 7, 4th and goal, overtime. Black and gold with it from 1 yard out to try to tie this game up. Do or die. All or none right here.
Alec Kerr at the tailback, Daniel.
Kerr the standing tailback. Arm's going to be under center. Austin Anderson, and it's usually Dalton Goad, the 2 upbacks. I do see them both in there. Heavy set. White hat blows it in. Offensive line gets set. Keaton Arms goes under center. Here's the snap. Hand off to Kerr over the top. No, play action pass. It is incomplete. Bryson Burchett with the ball in his hands could not hang on. Everybody in Jonell Lee Stadium fell for the fake. Keaton Arms on the bootleg had Burchett dead to rights in the end zone. Bryson could not hang on to the pass. Monterey winners for the 2nd year in a row in overtime. 14-7, a great play call there. Unfortunately, Clay County with no points. This one's over. Clay County falls to 5-4 on the year. Monterey jumps to 7-1. We're going to come back and do the Carquest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Carquest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the Carquest postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getty Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home.
proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network for the CarQuest postgame show, Clay County fell tonight 14-7 in overtime, second consecutive year. Clay County and Monterey battled to the overtime, and on fourth and goal, Clay County with a play-action pass, Keaton Arms rolls to the right, had Burchett in the end zone, Bryson Burchett, that is. The two just could not connect for the score, though, and that's how that one ended. It started off, though, with just offensive woes for both teams, Thomas. A lot of turnovers, a lot of turnover on downs. Good defense by both squads. Kind of take us through it.
Well, first half featured 7 punts and the teams traded fumbles. And it was knotted up at 0 at the half, a scoreless first half of football. And then things started picking up there in the third quarter as, you know, we got the ball to start the second half. Unfortunate turnover on the first play from scrimmage, and Monterey cashed in on the short field, if you remember, and they did it on an 11-yard Bowman touchdown, and then the PAT to go up 7-0 with 8:37 left in the third.
And that was a good offensive play that we fumbled on. Alec Kerr, who was the standing tailback, carried the ball, had about a 12-yard pickup, so it's going to be a single play first down, but the ball just got ripped out. Credit Monterey's defense. They were gunning 4 strips tonight, and they got several of them.
They did, and then you saw Clay County on that for the answer. They just couldn't do anything with it. Started off pretty good, and Keaton Arms found Markham for an 11-yard gain on that bootleg pass, if you'll remember.
Yeah.
And then we went backwards, negative for Carson Sharp, and then had an incompletion there, and then we were forced to punt. But here's where Clay County got back in the ball game, and they did it on the defensive side of the ball, which we've seen all year long. They forced 2 back-to-back turnovers on downs. One of them came on a 4th-and-12 at the 25-yard line, forced an incompletion on Carson Sharp, good coverage deep. And then the other one also deep at the 19-yard line, if you'll remember. So bowed up on Monterey to keep them out of the end zone. And then after that last turnover on downs, Clay County finally put something together, and they did it behind Keaton Arms to start. 2 scrambles, picked up the first down, and then the big play to the senior Jacob Burnett down the middle. Burnett, I think, is a 34-yard hookup there. And then Carson Sharp finally broke a big run down the sideline to set up the Keaton Arms finding Joseph Markham from 17 yards out on a beautiful pass to the pylon and tied this thing up 7-7 with a crucial Eli Garrett extra point at the 4:58 mark of the fourth quarter. And we're knotted up again.
Yeah, I talked about it then, and we'll mention it again now. Garrett had a knee injury against White County last week. He was intermittently in and out of this game on a bad right knee. He's a right-footed kicker, so a pretty good toughness there by the sophomore to go out on a bum leg and boot through a huge pressure extra point.
and then forced a punt on the next Monterey possession. And then we got the ball back. 2 minutes and 23 seconds left in regulation. We got it at the 40-yard line, Daniel, and just didn't have much luck. Big sack on Keaton Arms that got us a negative. We were forced to punt from the 41-yard line, and then Monterey just nailed it to run out the clock and send it into overtime. We saw the coin flip go Clay County's way. They chose the defensive side of the ball, which most of the time teams do. And then overtime, Clay County defense again just bowed up strong, forced a fourth and goal from the one. And if you'll remember your call, Daniel, we thought they had them stopped.
Yeah.
But, of course, we didn't have a good vantage point on it. The official delayed the call until he went over and kind of saw where the play ended up. And Monterey went ahead then 14-7. We got it back, first and goal from the 10. Arms ran it twice, set us up on the 3-yard line. We saw Kerr go over the top on the third and goal, put us on the 1-yard line. Saw the same action again on that final play as Kerr went over the top. Actually got stopped short, looked like, and the play action there faked out the entire stadium here, including the Wildcats, and had Burchett on the outside. Good coverage there. I think they got a hand up probably. Ball just kind of slipped through his arms. Just a tough play to end this one for Clay County.
Certainly was. Wildcats 2 years in a row in overtime. We're going to play one more promo here, a very short break. Come back, give stats, announce the TDS top performer, have a final budget pest control scoreboard update here on the Carquest postgame show. You're listening to the Carquest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top performer and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back here for the final time tonight on the Horizon Sports Network. This is the CarQuest postgame show. Monterey winners over Clay County tonight in overtime. Monterey moving to 7-1 on the year. They finish off the regular season next week down at Gordonsville. Clay County moves to 5-4. Yeah, 5-4. That's right, on the year. They finish off the regular season next week at Red Bull and Springs in the Battle of the Bulldogs. Clay County most likely at this point with a win over Red Bull next week would finish third, we think, in the standings and go to Copper Basement perhaps during the first round of the playoffs. That'll be solidified next week. Overtime game for the second year in a row between these squads. Two pretty evenly matched teams. Thomas is doing some final tabulating on receiving yardage. Coach, have you got any yardage you want to share for Monterey? I know Clay County's defense did a good job with a usually pretty potent Monterey offense, held them to 7 points in four quarters of play.
Yeah, Monterey had 213 total yards of offense tonight. Most of that came in the second half. 35 rushes for 125 yards on the ground. And through the air, 5 of 15 for 89 yards. Penalties, Monterey 9 for 65 yards. And Clay County with only 2 penalties tonight for 20 yards.
Thomas, are you ready?
I am, Daniel. Clay County ended up with 40 offensive plays for a total of 140 yards. Still kind of a low tally, but a pretty good rebound in the second half. Only had 34 yards at halftime.
Yeah.
So not bad there. 27 rushes for 61 yards, and Keaton Arms was 7 for 13 for 79 yards. Did have that one interception. Receiving wise, Alec Kerr had 3 catches for 14 yards. Joseph Markham had 2 for 28, including that 17-yard touchdown. Jimmy Burchett had one for 3 yards, and the senior Jacob Burnett had the big 34-yard catch that got that scoring drive going. On the rushing side of the ball, Carson Sharp had 10 carries for 14 yards. Alec Kerr had 4 carries for 24 yards. Joseph Markham had 3 carries for 9 yards. And Keaton Arms had 8 carries for 28 yards tonight. On the defensive side of the ball, a lot of good numbers here. This Clay County defense played very well, I thought, here against, like you said, a potent Monterey attack.
Yeah, they put
on for the norm. Alec Kerr put up 7 stops tonight. Jimmy Burchett had 3, 1 for loss. Jacob Burnett had 4 tackles. Bryson Burchett had 4. Keaton Arms had 5. Levi Garrett had 4. Dalton Gold, in his return, had a good night. 4 tackles, 2 of those for loss. Joseph Markham had 5. Carson Sharp had 2. And the senior Seth Eads had 1. Probably going to go ahead and do it here. Our TDS top performer tonight, Daniel Wade Coons, on that side of the ball, had a cool dozen stops. And that big fumble recovery, if you'll remember, could have had the tackle and the force on that one. We couldn't really tell. But, you know, Wade just really had a big night. I think he took it as a challenge with one of the best running backs here in this league, in Mason Bowman, and he had number 4's number.
He did. You know, Bowman is not a scat back. You know, he's north and south. I'm going to run you over guy. And Wade did a good job with him. Other linebackers did too, but it was Wade early and often throughout the contest. We was seeing big number 60 throw his body in there. He was the one that we called all throughout the first half. And like you said, the big fumble recovery, and probably did force it as well, and that's how he came up with it. But that was a huge stop at the time. I think it was Wade that really kept this thing from early getting in Monterey's momentum. You know?
I agree. I agree. In that first half, Daniel, if you remember, they gashed just a time or two. Coach was talking about the big plays they had, you know, picking up 8, 10, 11 yards at a time. And Coach mentioned it, too. He said, this one may come down to somebody busting one of those runs for a long one, you know. But we held Bowman from doing that tonight. I thought that was big. And Wade Coons was a big part of that, I thought.
Hey, did Coach Edwards' thoughts on Wade's play tonight?
Well, that's what we've come to expect from Wade. You know, he makes big plays, and every, you know, night in and night out, and they don't always stand out like they did a lot of times tonight. But you know, Wade's I would dare to say he's as consistent as anybody, not only on this team defensively, but on any team in the region, probably.
Yeah, I think he's an all-region linebacker, you know.
I do, too. In his preparation and his drive, he's just one of those guys that got it, that's got it, cares about the game, cares about the team. He lives and breathes football, and it pays off for Wade Coons. And another factor, I'd say, we said going in the keys of the game, look for Wade Coons to have a big night because Dalton Gove was back on the field, so you got to give an assist to him, probably. He had another big night, 2 tackles for loss and 4. So that's huge. If anybody missed Dalton Gold on the field, it's been Wade Coons and those linebackers.
It was, because, you know, when it goes out, the opposing coaches are saying get
on 60. That's right.
When he goes in, get 62 first. If 60 runs free, that's okay. We got to take care of here first. So you're right. a little bit of a hats off to Gold there to help Wade run free tonight, no doubt. Wade Coons was our TDS top performer. And the TDS Top Performer, of course, is brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Coach Edwards, I know it's not a traditional football Friday. This was a bit of a Saturday night special. Any scores for a budget pest control scoreboard update?
Well, I just saw Fletcher catch a 20-yard pass there for a touchdown in the end zone. So he's up 6-0 on somebody.
Okay.
But outside of that, we have a few college scores here that I didn't get earlier. And the late SEC game tonight, LSU 52, South Carolina 24. That's the final. In the fourth quarter, all these games are in the fourth quarter. Michigan 49, Minnesota 24. I know that was the feature game on ABC or CBS or ESPN somewhere. Miami 13, Virginia 7 in the fourth quarter. And number 9, Cincinnati leads number 16, SMU 14-10. That game also in the fourth quarter. World Series, Dodgers 4, Rays 2, bottom of the sixth, I believe. And
I think that's game four, maybe, the World Series. I'm not an avid follower of the World Series. But anyway, scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. All killing done professionally.
Monterey winners tonight over Clay County in overtime, 14-7 the final. Clay County goes to 5-4 on the year. Last regular season action coming up next week on Friday night at Red Bull Springs High School. We'll be there to call it for you. Carquest pregame show goes on air at 6 o'clock. For Rob Edwards and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.